Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Yes, it is just gone 8 o'clock. It is the preview hour now on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio for De Bordoli Wines Golden Rose Day. And Ron Duffersy is here, and he's back with us in our area, the Tabs Glen Munsey. Munns, the activity around the Golden Rose, what's it been like this week?
Oh, it's been very, very brisk, Andrew. A little bit surprising that they've basically singled out Bivouac as the horse they want to be on in the Golden Rose. He got into a shorter $2.30 on Thursday. He's back to $2.50 on Thursday, late Thursday night, and then Friday morning. But he's easily the most popular. He was popular yesterday, Castle Vecchio. And the others are sort of, you know, yeah, Dash got into a short as around about $5. He's back to $6, but
it's moved around a bit.
It's a good betting race, and as you would expect.
Let's get to Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this day. The weather's been kind for people that want no rain and fine weather and good tracks. It's been a good week.
Yeah, it has been a good week, and obviously, Rail going back into the true today, we should have a good pad to race on.
Yeah, for sure. It hasn't been there since early August. Righto, what have you found for us?
Out of the fourth race, Andrew, Conte Petrillo at Newcastle and the Cameron. Form shows it finished 10th there, but just on the turn, took an inside run, but then in the straight, it never gained clear running. It was unable to be tested and went to the line without having any pressure applied to it. In race five, number seven, Dyslexic, finished fourth behind Midzi in the Scirocco on the 14th of September. But it was another one. It was held up in the straight. It was held up between the 400 and the 150 metres. Got clear running just inside the 150. Finished the race off well, but one that should have finished closer. In the seventh, the Golden Rose, just picking out one that might improve, number seven, Dawn Passage. Out of the run to the Rose, finished fifth behind Bivouac. It was a change to be ridden a bit more forward that day, settled off pace, but just in the early stages, it was racing inside another horse and did get bumped there on a number of occasions. Then Tim Clark indicated to us that it didn't appreciate racing inside other horses and also probably didn't appreciate being ridden forward. So blinkers off today, the intention to ride the horse more conservatively and it might be able to improve. And the final one to mention in race eight, the Gloaming, a number two Shadow Hero, finished third behind Just Thinking, first up in the Dulcifier. Slow begin that occasion, and then between the 400 and the 300, it was held up for clear running, and then again about the 200 metres, became awkwardly placed on heels, was shifted to retain clear running about the 100 metres, and it also finished the race off quite well.
Yeah, weaving between them, as you say, Shadow Warrior going around in the gloaming today. Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll see you out here later for Golden Rose Day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. And, of course, guys, Duff and Glenn, we've got HQ Insurance with us right through the Everest Racing Carnival. And whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or you can call the Sydney number 8913 1640. 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ Insurance.
Yeah, and good luck to War Baron today, which Dean, one of the main men there at HQ
Dean
Insurance.
Morley. Yep.
Dean Morley.
Yeah.
Geez, I'm sick of the sight of Dean.
I had him at the
National Jockeys Trust lunch on Saturday, and then I'm in the Brisbane on Sunday night for the Queensland Racing Awards. One of the first blokes I walked into was Dean Morley.
Well, he's a great sponsor of ours during carnivals, and it's good to have them back with us, HQ Insurance. Now, I'm just confirming back in the studio, guys, have we got the Canberra supporter online? Has he? We do. We don't know. We're a bit unsure whether one Simon Dinopoulos, who was there last night supporting the Raiders, whether he's been to sleep, whether he's had any sleep at all, whether he's had some sleep. Let's just gauge it through the hello from him. Hello, Simon.
Yeah, morning, boys. Yeah, still can't believe it, to be honest. I know we were heavy favourites last night, but the old cliche, you got to go out and do it. And look, I think most Raiders fans will admit the Raiders of old would have lost that game last night, especially down to 12 with 10 to go. But we dug in deep, and when Papa charged over, Mum was in tears, and oh, what a win, and just can't wait till next week.
We always question why you wanted to live in Canberra, but
now we know.
You've got a football team there in the grand final. You can go up the road and fill your boots full of fireworks. You can grow your own weed there now. Yeah.
Oh, the green state. The green state, Ronnie.
The marijuana.
Yeah, you're allowed to have one plant each, I'm sure.
One plant each?
Yeah.
Come on, Simon. None for you,
so
Gary.
We're going to scrutinise his tips from now on.
Ronnie, careful. Gary's listening.
We're running short of time.
And
it's 8:05.
We're showing vision on Sky Thoroughbred Central from Simon's Twitter page.
Did you pay for that ticket?
I did.
Well, you're well back, Simon, but they were singing the song loud and proud.
Oh, weren't we ever?
We're bad and mean. We're the green machine. We hit them hard.
1994. All I know is, Simon, congratulations to you for making the grand final, and I hope your punting has as much luck today as your team had last night. Fair dinkum. They scored three tries, only carried the ball over the line once. South, you know, were just brilliantly there with the tries they scored.
You had all the ball, Mums. I tell you what, though, I feel a bit stitched up. I was only four the last time they made the grand final. My brother wasn't even one, so I think Mum and Dad stitched us up a bit, but certainly all worth it heading into next week. And Mums, you had plenty of ball. You could have won the game. You should have been up by 20 at halftime. So did it. That's all that matters.
I tell you what I want to be. I want to be 20 in front after the first race. So let's get cracking. You've had your couple of minutes, and we wish the Raiders all the best. And now they play either the Roosters or the Storm, which will be a hell of a game tonight.
I know what it'll be, a bash-a-thon next week.
It will be. All right, well, let's get going. What a day it is. Second day of the Everest Racing Carnival. It's the Borderly Wines Golden Rose Day. And, Glenn, the action begins at 12:30.
Yeah, the Monstar Foundation here. This is a benchmark 88 over 1,900 metres. And Dr. Drill decides to come here rather than stay in Melbourne, and it's a $5 chance. High Opinion is at $18. All Too Soon, with the blinkers on today, at $26. Master Shahood is at $15. Rapido Shaparo is at $4.20. Lord Gododdin at $21. Lady Cuvée at $16. Costello, Jason Collett, the ability to ride one over, at 54, it's at $4.80. And Humboldt Current, this has been a trim up already this morning, $3.20 into $2.90 today. After as much as $3.80 was given on Wednesday, $3.30 Thursday, $3.20 yesterday, now $2.90 in favourite. And only due to the fact the money has come for it this morning, now makes it the most popular runner. Before that, it was Rapido Shaparo, who went up $3.80 equal favourite with it, got to $4.20, back into four, back to $4.20, and third pick would be Dr. Drill, just fractionally in front of Rapido Shaparo.
Good early move, though, jumping out of the blocks. What about the pace in the first, Simon?
Yeah, it looks all Rapido Shaparo from that inside draw. Looks the control out in front. Humboldt Current, I think, can come across from that draw. Dr. Drill won't be far away, and possibly Lord Gododdin. They won't want to give away that inside draw. But, yeah, all around Rapido Shaparo, Ron, for the speed.
Yeah, he loves to roll, doesn't he? He did with 62 the other day, so I'm suggesting with 55 he'll be rolling along. Look, this is a very competitive little start to the day. I could make a case for most runners here. I just have to give Costello another chance. I know he's running out of chances, but he's busting to win another race. Just Nash lost his whip on the turn, or got it knocked out of his hand the other day on the point of the turn. And I just think he's the horse that needs a little bit of a reminder. He's just a bit lackadaisical horse. He just sort of goes through the motions, gets in light here. I'll lean his way. I think Humboldt Current's the danger for sure. His recent form's consistent. Another one drops in weight here, and he's very hard to beat getting across up on top of the speed of the others. I don't mind High Opinion here. I know it's 85 weeks since his last win, but his two runs back have been really good, and his Wyon Cup run was excellent. So I thought he was well placed. And best of the rest is Rapido Shaparo, who could well be one of these improving stayers going through the grades. 8.925.
Yeah, hoping that is the case with Rapido Shaparo, Ronnie. He was sort of put the writing on the wall, two back at Warwick Farm over the mile. He stuck on well and then ran them off their feet at Canterbury last start over 1900. I concede I don't think he beat much, well, certainly not to the level of opposition he faces today, but I think he gets a similar run out in transit. Adam Hieronymus knows him well. I think he's just got to back up what he did. And he is only lightly raced. He's a five-year-old, but he's only had the 11 starts. He's a four-time winner. I just think he's going to take a bit of catching out in front here. The danger is certainly number nine, Humboldt Current. Looked to have the race shot to bits last start, and Shock Alert got off the canvas under Nash. And look, he still rates well off the back of that effort. I think he gets a nice cosy run just off the speed here for Kieran McAvoy. So certainly has to be respected, but well found. Certainly couldn't tip into the price on offer at the moment. Number eight, Costello. I think the only query with him is back in trip, but he continues to race well, and this is a winnable assignment for him. And of the rest, number one, Dr. Drill. Interesting they do line up here. I thought he was in a pretty suitable race tomorrow at Caulfield. So that suggests he's obviously come up, he's working well, and he continues to be a model of consistency. So he can certainly run well again. But I think Rapido Shaparo, off that win last start, he can certainly measure up. My numbers 5, 9, 8, and 1.
Yes, and exactly the same way here for Darren Flindell, who's calling all the racing out here on Golden Rose Day. 5 to beat 9, 8 and 1 for Darren in the Monstar Foundation, the first race here at 12:30 today. We move to, this week's Tab Highway.
Yeah, it's a Class 2 event this week, the Tab Highway, and it's over 1,500 metres. We start with jumper leads here with the winkers on and the chitin noseband comes off, and it's a $10 chance. Moss the Boss, welcome back, Barb. It's a $7 chance. Lolita Gold, now this is coming back from bone chips in the near fore knee, and Neil Osborne, he's a New South Wales man, Neil. Of course, he trains at Sutton, but he's listed as a Canberra trainer, he'll tell you that. Good on you, Neil. He'll be driving the truck up at the moment. It's an $8.50 chance. Gunga Din is out. The deduction there, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Harbouring at $6.50. We've got Storm Attack at $6.50. Gem Dealer's out, no deduction. Vertex, Brenton Abdullah, the rider there, at $8.50. Classy Fella at $21. Who's Shout at $7.50. High Street with a cross noseband on and earmuffs pre-race, it's at $15. Chabrol came out, I think, on Thursday, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Glamour Cruise with the barrier blanket off at $14. But I Know, blinkers on, but the winkers off at $19. Defy at $21. Eleva Rock Surge Lisney, the rider there, at $26. And Rent a Rock for Danny Williams, the bottom one, was $34, and it still is. Most popular runner here in the Tab Highway today is Moss the Boss, just in front of Lolita Gold. Next pick would be Harbouring, and then Storm Attack.
Okay, Jumper Leads is one that has pace, but it's drawn really poorly, Simon.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see if it can get across. On paper, there doesn't look to be a great deal of speed, but capacity fielding a highway, we generally, I don't think it matters what's on paper. They always seem to press forward and put good speed in it. Moss the Boss looks your leader from the inside draw. You've touched on Jumper Leads. The next, Storm Attack and Eleva Rock, they look to press forward along with Harbouring. So I'd imagine 1,500 run, but it should be solidly run.
Yeah, I think it's fast enough here. Look, it's interesting. I think she's very likeable, Lolita Gold. I like her, and I think Paul likes her, and I think Tony likes her. The marketplace hates her. The Tab just no respect at all.
Maybe just the fact first up 1,500.
They're dead set opposing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it your worst way or no?
The worst way at the moment is Lolita Gold from Moss the Boss.
Okay, and I see you've, even with the scratching of Gunga Din, you've firmed everything bar her.
And funnily enough, they left her $8.50. With a $6.50 chance coming out, and
yeah.
Harbouring and Storm Attack got a trim 7 to 6.50 this morning.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
There's no respect for it at all.
Put
the
it this way. They had no respect for Juniper last Saturday either. They paid the price for it.
Well, hopefully they can pay the price here. I just can't find too many negatives. I didn't even, you know, Neil was happy enough with her. I've ticked nearly every box with her. She's got more upside than most. I think she'll run really well here. I've got her on top. I'm really wary of Moss the Boss here, just map-wise. He's ready to win fourth up off three placings. He's on-pace type. He's going to be there. There's no doubt about it. Of the others, 8 Vertex. She's a gutsy little mare. I know she's only won one from 16, but back to the dry last time. It was a nice improvement there, and she's got a little bit of highway form. And best of the rest, Harbouring could well be an improving four-year-old. He resumed with a strong win at Dubbo, and not without a chance with Nashman inside draw as well. 3, 2, 8, and 5.
Yeah, one of the more open highways I think we've seen in recent times. You can make a case for a lot of these. I'll stick with Who's Shout. Just bumped into a pretty smart one, I think, at Canberra last start, Magella. I thought his performance there was still pretty solid. Sets up well, they ran good time, so mile back to 1500. And the way they run these highways, I think it suits him. When he goes back in grade, they're not as above high tempo, and as a result, he's unable to run them down, whereas he should get the speed on up front and he should be strong late for Glenn Schofield. The wide draw means he gets back, but on the quick backup, I think he should be hard to hold out. Number two, Moss the Boss. Almost got the chocolates. Joseph and Jones race day is very game in defeat and looks to get a lovely run from that inside draw. Fourth up at his top, he certainly measures up. Number three, the Lid of Gold, has to be respected first up here. She ran in the right races last preparation, certainly for a Class 2 event. She looks to be well set up and the stable's happy. And Simon Miller makes a trip to right. I think that's a decent push. She should run well. And number five, Harbouring, as Ronnie touched on, good win first up, lightly raced, can improve further. But, yeah, just want to stick with Who's Shout each way. I think he'll be really strong at the end. My number's 10, 2, 3 and 5.
Darren Flindell goes with Lolita Gold as well, Doug.
Wow.
Yeah, so there is a push from our form gurus. Three on top to beat 5, 6 and 2. 3, 5, 6 and 2. And for our radio audience that may be heading out to Rose Hill or wherever you might be, at 11:30 in our new spot, Munsey did it last week and did a fine job. But he's now got other commitments. Tim Ryan, who works within the TAB wagering team, who set all the prices. Tim's going to join us every week now at 11:30. And, well, there's one I can ask him about.
Yeah, well, I spoke to Timmy yesterday. He rang me. He said, what have I actually...
What can I say?
Was that before I spoke to him or after I spoke to him?
And I said, listen, I said, all you've got to do...
just keep Andrew happy.
Just get on there and say, look, you know, we're laying this because... the way we think the race will be run, or it's interesting here that there's no money for this after the scratchings. The map looks a little bit different.
Mm.
We're definitely putting out, you know, don't be scared to say, look, we're putting our foot on this. We think it's an $8 chance, and we're under the market at the moment that you can get $11 or $12. And I said, you don't have to give your 110%. Why you're doing everything, but just give a little insight, particularly why you're laying particular runners, or you might want to lean to a particular runner.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. And there's one.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be for our radio audience, Sky Sports Radio, at 11:30 this morning with Tim.
That's after the whip round, isn't it, Andrew?
The whip around at 11, yes, as well.
Not the reach around, the whip around.
The whip around. The Heritage is where we get into the early races now. Looking forward to this. The Odyssey's running in Brisbane, and Philemai wasn't too bad last night. Covered a lot of ground at Mooney Valley.
She
got posted and that was the end of everything.
Yeah, so, she covered... So. You're watching the racing at the footy there, Simon.
No, I caught the replays after the game. I had a few bets, so I didn't watch anything until after. But, yeah, I think she's been pretty stiff this prep. Hopefully there's a race for her because, yeah, she was very game in defeat. And good to see Loving Gabby back.
She's a good filly. Mm.
Do they have Sky and McGillicuddy's? Is it still open in Canberra?
Come on, please.
Right, it's the Schweppes Heritage too, Andrew. Well, you missed that.
No, but I don't like saying that name.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Geez, I tell you what, I haven't had one this morning and it's 8:18. Right, race three, the Schweppes Heritage here over 1,100 metres. We've got Cosmic Force, the favourite, at $3. Bellevue Hill is at $4.20. Accession at $5.50. The Odyssey, as Andrew said, runs in Brisbane. The deduction, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Catch Me at $8.50. Pandemic at $3.60. Standout at 14. Dirty Work with the blinkers on, but the winkers comes off at 21. Villamai out no deduction. And Zedwood is a $34 chance. Our best supported runner here is Cosmic Force. Bang on a half the total investment on the race, and even today, $3.10 to $3. Second pick is Pandemic, and it's got a little twist out as Cosmic Force went $3.10 to $3. Pandemic's gone $3.50 to $3.60. And third pick would be Catch Me, who from last night is 11 into $8.50.
Okay, so there's a good move overnight. Catch Me. I can't wait to see Bellevue Hill come back. Has it showed speed in the trials, Simon?
Yeah, and should be able to adopt a fairly forward position. I can see he'll be better over further, but should have enough toe to, I think, sit outside the lead. Zedwood looks to kick up from that inside draw. Dirty Work won't be too far away, and I think Cosmic Force lobs into a lovely spot. Drawn on the outside of Bellevue Hill, can just track across and hopefully land in the 1-1 run.
Yeah, I think it's a lovely map for him. This map's just, it's there. It's there for everyone to see, and he does look to get into the 1-1. I want to have a little I'm surprised she's firmed overnight, Catch Me. I thought she'd be a forgotten horse in the market here, but obviously not. She was slow out, obviously, again the other day, so it looks a bad habit she's got into, but love the way she charged to the line when she was back to the dry there. I know she's been a bit of a problem after, you know, looking really good winning, you know, that race at the Gym Crack. I think she won at two. And, yeah, I think she can... got a chance of upsetting them here. I'll lean her way. Accession had three trials. Karen looks to have, may have had other options in this race, and he's rode him all the way through and sticks with him. I was interested that Charlie says, you know, he might want further this morning, and I could be off the mark there. He probably might. Cosmic Force, the two trials, the latest trial was very good. We know he did start favourite in a Golden Slipper last start. All things point to him running well. And Pandemic is the great unknown. Well, it was the name on everyone's lips with the 1,100 metre win. And then the 1,300, he disappointed, let's face it. But freshened back up, 1,100 here. Maybe he should be judged on that form. I find it a little tricky. That's why I had to go a little wider. 5, 3, 1 and 6.
Yeah, I'm hoping it plays straight as Ronnie, all over Cosmic Force, better the day for me. He's a serious colt. You just got to look back at his form. He won well on debut at Newcastle. They put him away and sent him for the slipper, and his two runs back, he bumped into Bivouac and Microphone. I'd happily say they're two of the best colts we've got running around. He won the Pago by 7, and then, look, just didn't handle the back up in the slipper, but started favourite there, and you're getting $3 in a Heritage first up off the back of two trials, and he lands in the 1-1 for J-Mac. I'm all over him. I've got him marked a lot shorter and more than happy to bet up. And if you shop around town, there are a few places with markets for the Coolmore. He's part of that second wave heading towards that race, and you can lock in around $26 for him, and more than happy to take that as well. I think he's a serious, serious colt. You know, you finish a length off Microphone, I think, you know, you should be winning this. So more than happy to be in his corner. I think the danger is Bellevue Hill. He's trialled up well. As touched on, I think he'd be better over further, but can certainly sprint well fresh. Accession did start favourite in the JJ Atkins. He always runs well. Expect him to front up. And of the rest, number 6, Pandemic, should improve back to 1,100, but I think he runs head first into a few pretty smart colts here. But expect him to run well, but yeah, certainly all over Cosmic Force. I think he's going to be very, very hard to beat. My numbers 1, 2, 3 and 6.
Darren Flindell likes Catch Me number 5 to beat 1, 3 and 2. Do you have coffee yesterday with Darren?
Yeah, actually, he's tipping really well, and he's cashed up with all these Let Me
Play. Oh, yeah, Let Me Play, 1,000 to go.
Oh, yeah.
He's done 27 editions of Long.
He's betting well.
And it doesn't matter what station you listen to.
No.
He does Victoria, Queensland and
I didn't know that Donnie had a radio studio, so we can record them all.
What's the line? May well we play.
Long may we play.
Long may we play. The Schweppes Heritage Stakes, they're the thoughts of race 3. Let's take a break here. Racing HQ brought to you by HQ Insurance, and we're proud to have them a part of our Everest Racing Carnival.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer a colt to own with Aquas Farm. By Vancouver, Gay trained him to be the Golden Slipper winning champion two-year-old. From Danglissa Girl, daughter of the Gay Train Group 1 winner Danglissa, and closely related to Gay's Group 3 winner Sweet Redemption and Gay Stakes winner Unite and Conquer. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian and Aquas team for $9,400 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
I'm Rhonda from Sydney. On Deck is the best service I've ever had from anywhere. I got the loan I needed to help me with a big move, and I received the funds overnight. The team are so professional and pleasant to deal with.
Finance for small businesses can be slow, but not with On Deck. You could be approved in 2 hours, and your dedicated loan specialist will support you every step of the way. Call us on 1-800-676-652, and the phone will be answered in seconds, or visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
I'm Michelle Payne. I'm a jockey. I'm available for track work.
She had a dream. It's not just about speed. It's about patience.
The girl's never going to win the Melbourne Cup.
To fulfil her destiny.
I want to ride Group 1s. I want to be the best.
You're not ready.
I'm ready, Dad.
From director Rachel Griffiths comes the inspirational true story of Michelle Payne.
Can I do this?
I know the horse can.
Teresa Palmer, Sam Neill, and Stevie Payne as himself. Ride Like a Girl in cinemas now.
Mum, they say the best things in life are free.
The first rays of sunlight in the morning.
Waves breaking on the shore.
The scent of the flowers.
Free delivery of your new washing machine.
What?
buy a washer at Bingley and we'll deliver, unbox and connect it free.
Does it get any better than that?
Yes, we'll take away your old one free too.
Free deliver our washers right now at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Yes, it is Racing HQ broadcasting from Rose Hill, and we're going through the card. And, of course, as I say, we're here for HQ Insurance, whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions. HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or you can call them on the Sydney number 8913 1640. 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ. Righto, we move now to race number four, another of the features here, Glenn.
I'll tell you what, it's been a long birthday for Tui's. Tui's 150th birthday. Mm. They sponsored a race here the other day, of course. Did they have the Theo Marks? Tui's, they definitely had one of them there. But it's their 150th birthday year, the Tui's brothers there. And this is the Shannon Stakes over 1,500 metres. Mr. Seawolf is an $11 chance. Volpe Veloce with the blinkers on a 21. Jim Song, the $2.30 favourite. Tom, $11 the win and $2.70 to run the place. Noir is at $6.50. Avantage at $6. Conte Petiro at $4.20. And Abdon is at $34. Easily the best supported runner here is Jim Song. As much as $4.50 in the all-in. He went up $2.25 final field, got to as much as $2.60, $2.50, now $2.30, and has been $2.30 for a couple of days. He's about eight times the amount of money on him than Conte Petiro. She was as much as 11 all-in, six final field, got into as short as four. She's back to $4.20. But the other firm this morning is Mr. Seawolf, $14 into $11 so far today.
Okay, number one in the race. It's interesting tactically, this one, guys. I can't wait to hear your thoughts because, well, they've already said Avantage to be ridden quietly, and Chris has come out and said Jim Song could be ridden a bit more handier, Simon.
Yeah, well, I've written down slow on a bit of paper with Avantage going back. Conte Petiro, I guess, is your default leader in that stable. Looks to press forward. Jem Song, I think you'd have to say, will try and be more positive, given there does look to be a lack of speed. And old mate Tom Ronnie gets his favourable inside draw. I think he gets into a stalking position. But, yeah, it doesn't look a fast race or any speed on paper.
I think Tom will lead. I think Tom will lead.
Let him run.
You want him to lead?
I'll leave it to Schofield. He'll try and settle him in front. Tom doesn't know how to go
slow. Glenn mightn't have much to say in it. Yeah. I think Tom
doesn't like to go slow in the lead. Mm. He doesn't know how to go slow in the lead. So okay. I don't know what to think. But all I know is that Jim Song's got to be ridden positive. Yeah. And he'll find the 1-1 or fourth position there. He's an adaptable horse. He's got probably the best lead-up run behind Acadia Queen. It was a great first-up run. And he's got
on the Travelator, though.
Yeah, true,
on
true.
On the Travelator,
true.
Yeah.
But he's a good second-up performer. And I think he's a go-to favourite here. I think she's a big danger, Conte Petiro. Legit excuses both runs back. Maybe should have even fought the finish out there in the Cameron Handicap. Five Noir is a really good mare, wasn't suited by the tempo first up. Her run was outstanding considering bias and the way that was run. And 1,500 at home here, she'll be having a last look at them. And Tom will run better today. He will run better. If that's his go in life, find the rail and cuddle it. 3, 7, 5, and 4.
Yeah, same first four for me, Ronnie. You touched on the Travelator Munns. It's a tricky way to assess, given we haven't seen anything come off that meeting yet, so we all anticipated there was bias on that occasion, but until we sort of see them come out, it's hard really to make, I think, a strong statement that there was. I think his performance, Jem Song, was very good behind Arcadia Queen, and agree with Ronnie, that's the best form here. I will say I think he's well found at 2:30. I think we will get better because there's not a lot between a few of these. It's a competitive race, and given the map, there's going to be a few different sort of perspectives on how that's going to play out. But I've got him on top. He should improve second up, and imagine they'll back him up into the Epsom next week. They've done the backup with him in the past to good success. So he looks well placed here. Number 7, Conte Petiro. She was solid enough first up and then just had completely no luck last weekend, last start in the Cameron there, just had no luck behind Rock. So happy to put a pen through that. Her effort in the show county behind Deprive leaves her well placed, and she, I think, can be more prominent today. If that's the case, I think she'll be in the finish. Number 4, Tom Melbourne. I think he gets his chance, that inside draw, and he did beat Gemsong over the Brisbane Winter Carnival. So that form ties in pretty well. Just happy to forgive his first up run. That's not him, the way the race was run. So expect Tom to run well. And number 5, Noir. She closed off well first up. She's got a great record second up. She can run well. So there's a few here with decent chances. So I think Gemsong will get out, but happy to side his way. My numbers 3, 7, 4 and 5.
Darren Flindell likes Gemsong as well here, number 3, to beat 6-4-7, 3-6-4-7. And I know you haven't tipped either of them, but Graeme Richardson's a lot happier with Volpe Veloce. Blinker's going on first time, but a lot settled in. I know.
And I was on both these Kiwis the other day. I was on Respect Volpe Veloce, and she just left me so flat out of charge the other day.
It was interesting on the radio this week, Jamie saying to me that we were a bit cool on her. We missed
her. She was like that in the yard.
She had a big blow, he said.
Yeah.
He might have just been a little bit.
The writing's on the wall. Her blowing everyone out here, and I'm the first one lining up booing, but anyway.
They went so hard in that bill, Richie, on as well.
Yeah. She's a better mare than what we saw the other day.
What it tells us, it's a really competitive race.
Yep.
So don't forget those bonus bet offers too through the tab. Races 1-6 today. If you're in a venue though, Glenn, it's every race.
Every race.
The bonus bet there up to $50
back. What a great time to be a punter. You're back a loser and you get paid.
You just got to pick the right race to do it.
In the old SP days, you only got a comp.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Now you get it back.
Righto. Let's move to it's our race.
The Tab Golden Pendant. That's correct, Andrew. The Fillies and Mares event here. Let's have a look at the market, which has Invincibella, the toppy here, at $5.50. Champagne Cuddles at $4.20. Mizzy is a $6 chance. Pretty in Pink at $23. Enticing Star, blinkers off. James McDonald to ride a half over here. $2.60 in favourite. Fundamentalist with the winkers on and the blinkers come off at $10. And Dyslexic is a $6.50 chance. Well, they've never seen her here in the East. Enticing Star, that hasn't stopped them wanting to be all over here. $3.50 in the final field. $3.50 all in. $2.60 final field. Got to $2.80. Back to $2.60. She's been $2.60 for a couple of days now. And she's dominant top pick here. Second pick is actually Dyslexic. And then Champagne Cuddles.
It's interesting here, Simon. They've sort of done a little bit of a gear change with Fundamentalist with the winkers on again with the blinkers off. So how do you see the race being run?
I think certainly pressing forward seems to be the best with Fundamentalist. So her best performances to date have been when leading. So you'd imagine she will adopt the lead here. Mizzy, I think, comes across and sits outside the lead. Champagne Cuddles and Dyslexic both kick up from their inside draws. Interesting to see how far back Enticing Star gets. I think she can press forward and not be too far off them here, Ron.
I wanted to kick up underneath Invincibella. I don't want Invincibella crossing her from the outside, so, and then see what happens, just to get three back the running line, I reckon. So I think she's in a nice enough spot here, nice and fresh at 1,400 metres. She hasn't done too much wrong in her career to date, winning 8 from 10, and she had a virus in one of them.
Mm.
So the Perth Mare's form has already been set up with Arcadia Queen, and although Arcadia Queen might be a better mare than Enticing Star, that's questionable with some people, but it doesn't matter. She's a top class filly or mare. I think she wins this race. I really do. I think I still think 260 is acceptable. Invincibella resumes off a Group 1 win at 1400. That's the key. That's her distance. So she can't do anything bar run well. Mizzy's up to 1400, but that won't pose her any problems. And although she had a lot of favours the other day, she still got the picket fence and the two runs back. And Dyslexic, well, she's just had no luck at all and deserves a change of luck. But this is a good mare, this, 5, 1, 3, and 7.
Yeah, I think it's two lines of thinking in this race. Enticing Star looks very hard to beat if you don't think much of the lead-up form. It did look scuzzy, certainly from a figures perspective. And then you've got Fundamentalist, who isn't really firing at the moment. Invincibella, fresh, she'll probably be better in a preparation. And then it leaves you with the fresh horse on the scene, Enticing Star. She's only had the one crack at the top grade, and Jesus, a good effort in the winner bottom. She's extremely well placed at the weights. Off the back of that performance, I will concede it's the only performance that really has her winning this race, but again, it's the only chance she had running at that level. So I think she's going to be hard to beat. The blinkers will be saved up for the Everest. I think if she's close enough, she should be too good for him. Number 7, Dyslexic. Look, just no luck last start. Just got held up at a vital stage. I think she should have won. She's clearly flying, and you know, just hoping she gets a bit of luck from that inside draw today. Number 1, Invincibella, she's the fresh horse on the scene. She went out a winner, always a good chance of sprinting well fresh here, and as Ron touched on, the 1400 really suits. And Champagne Cuddles gets in her preferred inside draw. Nash goes aboard, that's a big tick, and she gets a chance to stalk. So she should run well, Champagne Cuddles, certainly on her best form. But yeah, I think Enticing Star, if she brings what she did in the winner bottom, she's going to be very hard to beat. So my number's 5, 7, 1, and 2.
Darren Flindell likes Dyslexic to beat 5, 3, and 1. How do you spell that? 7, 5, 3, and 1. The thoughts there. The old that'll go down in the old. I wanted to mention Ben Battle. Remember that horse that came and run?
Oh, how good!
Yeah, it's come back overnight and won a Group 2 race for Sayed, and it's on to Champions Day. Simon, sounds like you've caught a bit of the action. Simon, I had you in bed till about 5 to 8.
Oh, well, when you're staying up that late, Andrew, you're going to watch everything.
Yeah. It's adrenaline that keeps you
going. It's good to see Shut Up the Poms too. What did she beat? Well, she beat that, so good to see.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That was Ben Battle's actually first run since the Cox Plate. Righto, let's move now to the Colin Stephen. This is race number 6. The winner of this race can go straight in to the Metrop.
Yeah, the JRA Colin Stephen here over 2,400 metres, and the start will be just back alongside basically where we are at the moment. Yep. Stampede's a $4.40 chance. Destiny's Kiss, start number 102 today, is a $21 chance. Just got a twist in, actually, from 26. We've got Sweet Thomas out, the deduction 1 cent, the win nothing to place. Morris at $23. Naval Warfare, it's running in Melbourne, 7 cents a win and 8 cents a place, the deduction there. Blue Breeze at $26. Master of Arts at $14. Scarlet Dream out yesterday. The 17 cents a win, 14 cents a place. It's going straight to the Metrop, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully gets a spot.
Yeah, Gayatri at $3.50. De Beer at $2.15 and favourite. That's what Simon was having till about 8 o'clock this morning. Mrs. Madrid at $13. And Curata Princess is a $51 pop. A very, very quiet betting. In fact, the quietest betting race of the day, this. Mm. And it's De Beer in front of Gayatri now. And third pick would be Master of Arts. But absolutely the quietest betting race of the day.
All right. We might look at the Metrop market with a couple of these horses at the end of this race, because Gayatri and De Beer, off what Charlie said, if they win, they're definitely going there. How's the pace in the Colin Stephen?
Yeah, it looks to be solid enough. I think Stampede looks pretty straightforward. The speed map on paper, Stampede comes across and imagine will lead from out wide. De Beer just looks to get a trail behind the lead, and Gayatri won't be too far away. Away from that, I didn't see a lot of speed, Ron.
No, but he likes to roll, Stampede. I think they'll run 1-2, these stable mates. It's just a matter of getting them the right way around. I've tipped De Beer to beat Gayatri, and he's a good tough on pacer. He'll keep Stampede in his sights. I think he'll get to him, and then he's got to hold off his stable mate, Gayatri. De Beer to beat Gayatri. Stampede might hold on to third there. He's a little bit worried about his Rose Hill form, and it is a mile and a half today. And Master of Arts, if there's a blowout, it's him. He was okay at Newcastle, and he's 1-for-1 at this track and distance. So he could well be back on track. And like I said, just a blowout chance. 8, 9, then 1 and 7.
Yeah, exact same first four in order for me, Ronnie. With 10, 9, 1 and 7. With De Beer on top, I think he's got to trust your SPs. He started 10-9 favourite last start, and not easy to do what he did. He took over a long way from home. Agatu just had the cold sit on him and did too well in the finish, but gets a nice little swing, 1.5 kilos here. I think he gets the perfect drop for Robbie Dolan, and look, his effort at Moonee Valley two back, it just, the race was run, I don't think really suited him last start. It was a true staying test at Moonee Valley two back. I'm not sure he will get that here, but I think he's going to be hard to beat. No knock on Gayatri. She's found her form now and she'll run well again. Number one, Stampede. Look back. Got to respect him here on the quick backup. He should lead and give a bit of cheek in, yeah, of the rest. Number seven, Master of Arts. But, yeah, I think it's a race between the two stable mates by numbers 10, 9, 1 and 7.
Darren Flindell is over Gayatri here. Best bet of the day in race 6, number 9, to be 10, 1 and 2. 9 a good thing, 10, 1 and 2. And, well, how does it relate around the Metrop?
Just before, I said 8, 9.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm 10, 9, 1.
It was 8, but scratch, of course. Yeah, well, the Metrop, it's a little bit of a question mark. Finch is favourite for the Metrop at the moment at $5.50 and dominant favourite off the win the other day. And you've got Come Play With Me, Girl Tuesday, 11 a pair. We've got a stack of them at $15. We've got Brimham Rocks, De Beer, Gallic Chieftain, Hush Rider, Nerf Bosk and Scarlet Dream along with Supernova, and then a million of them at $26, including Gayatri.
Okay.
So we'll know, it's acceptance Tuesday. This Tuesday morning, barrier draw 10:30.
Yep. Covering that radio and TV. Radio and TV. And the speculation, Kieran McAvoy, I think, was on Melbourne radio yesterday saying that Finch is going to the Turnbull. Mm. So that would reshape that market if $5.50 favourite.
It'll be $7.50 the field.
Yeah.
What price do you say the filly that scratched today is?
15, Scarlet 15. Dream.
Yep.
All right, and probably gets there the way it's looking at this stage, pending the result of today. We're going to take a break and then we're back. Yes, it's the big one, the De Bordoli Wines Golden Rose. We'll do it straight out of this. This is Racing HQ.
Don't miss Goulburn Cup Day, Sunday, November the 3rd. Worth $200,000 in prize money, the Goulburn Cup is country racing at its best. Featuring high-class support races and a keenly contested fashions on the field with an inflatable zone for kids, face painting and on-course DJ. It's an outstanding day of action on and off the track. Check out Goulburn Race Club on social media or visit goulburnraceclub.com.au for a full range of hospitality options. Goulburn Cup Day, proudly supported by Racing New South Wales, Sky Racing, Sun Solutions Goulburn and Spencer Australia.
Hi, I'm Edward from Hobart. In today's competitive environment, a business needs support to expand and grow, and the traditional banks are reluctant to lend. The OnDeck experience for me was quick and easy.
When it's time to grow your small business, you can rely on OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group have lent over $12 billion globally and are trusted by over 100,000 small business owners worldwide. For access to funds as fast as the same business day, visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Saxon Warrior, unbeaten Group 1 winner at 2.
Saxon Warrior, Ryan is galvanising and through on the far side. It's history for Aiden O'Brien. Saxon Warrior won the racing post.
Brilliant 2,000 guineas winner at 3.
Now it's Saxon Warrior in front. Saxon Warrior has won by a length and a half.
One of the best and fastest sons of Deep Impact. Out of an unbeaten European champion 2-year-old. Saxon Warrior, new for 2019 at Coolmore.
Mum, we're going to need more dishwashers.
What are you talking about, Lionel?
Smeg dishwashers. If you buy a Smeg dishwasher, you'll receive free full-service delivery, which includes delivery, installation and taking away your old dishwasher.
Lionel, we're going to need more Smeg dishwashers.
That's what I was saying, Mum.
I don't know what you're saying.
Smeg dishwashers are champions of efficiency and innovation. Buy one from Bingley and receive full-service delivery.
Smeg is Italian and family-owned.
Bingley is Australian and family-owned.
For over 60 years.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Yes, we urge you to do that if you're looking or dealing around foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions. HQ Insurance has you covered. You can go to their website, check it all out there, hqinsurance.com.au, or give them a call on the Sydney number, 8913 1640. Wherever you are, you can ring them on the Sydney 02 number, 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ Insurance. Well, the big one of the day clearly is the De Bordoli Wines Golden Rose. Market's been up for ages. We now get to the day of the race and an exciting group of three-year-olds.
Yes, so they'll be able to say just before Darren Flindell will say they'll be able to have a De Bordoli shortly after the end of this race here. Good morning to Warwick Brook and all the team there at De Bordoli Wine, long-term sponsor of this the Sydney Turf Club and the
ACC. How come you know all the alcoholic sponsors' first name, their cousins, their uncles? And
I don't even drink wine.
No, exactly. I was just going to say. But I will say that Paul Ambrosoli at 10:30 on radio will be giving away a twin pack of De Bordoli.
Oh, beautiful.
Jeez, will it be the Grenache or the...
the Cabernet or Cabernet?
Righto, let's rip into the De Bordoli wines here. A very, very, very good race. Castle Vecchio here is an $8.50 chance. Bivouac, the $2.50 favourite. Prince Fawaz, the Prince is coming at $34. Yes, 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 is at $5.50. Exceedance at $4.80. Kubrick at $13. Dawn Passage with the blinkers off at $26. And Yao Dash is a $6.50 chance. Well, this is the market since Wednesday. Of course, we went final field Tuesday. As much as $3.10 given about Bivouac. As short as $2.30. Back to $2.50. Yes, yes, yes. Who was, well, $4.80 all the way to $6, back to $5.50. Third pick is Castle Vecchio, and it's been as much as $11. Today is $9.50 into $8.50 today, and they're all in front of Exceedance, but Exceedance in the last 24 hours has been $5 to $4.80. I think what's happened here, Bivouac definitely bottomed out at $2.30, back to $2.50. So then they start chipping away at the others. So it's got, you know, you could have had $6 about Yes, 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 $5 about Exceedance, $11 about Castle Vecchio. They just had to take that, and in the same period of time, Yao Dash has gone $5.50 out to $6.50, and Kubrick's been $11 out to $13.
So what price do you reckon Bivouac can, you know?
I think he starts longer than 250.
So hold on. Hold on is the theme there.
Because it's one of those situations, all the off-course operators have had the chance to lay him at the shorts.
Yeah.
The bookies on course, and they're part of the NOP as well, just how much they can influence the drag out. But I think that they'll be, well, put it this way, if you're on course here, you're going to be getting much, much better than 250.
250, okay.
I'm not so sure.
All right, it'll be interesting. There's been so much discussion about the pace in the race. This looks like Yao Dash and Bivouac.
Yeah, they look... There's two key horses for me on the map. So Yao Dash and Bivouac press for. Bivouac lands outside the lead. I think that's a given. Kubrick from the inside draw. This is for Exceedance, the importance. If Yes, Yes, Yes is able to cross Kubrick and get behind the leader, I think Exceedance can get into the 1-1. But if Kubrick kicks up, Yes, Yes, Yes lands in the 1-1, and then Exceedance has to trail in behind. I'm hoping he can sell in front of Dawn Passage either way. But yeah, I think a lot of it hinges early on where Kubrick gets to, because as I said, if Yes, Yes, Yes can get in behind the lead, I think it does give Tommy the opportunity to land in the 1-1 and not get as far back as he has been.
Yeah, geez, there's so many angles you can look at this map, and then you ask yourself questions, and, you know, I'd want probably Tommy to not left Dawn Passage crossing, you know, so there's little angles there, and then I think Chris Waller's pair barriers 1 and 2, they're not going to concede. They're not going to concede. I don't think you'll see one crossing the other. So that keeps dangers 3 wide. If they're holding positions 3 and 4 from barriers 1 and 2, I think they'd love that. And then you've got horses that have got to drag back behind those pairs. So there's lots of different angles. And then you've got the angle to say, well, Yao Dash has got to try something here. He's going to, you know, he's going to do the Waterhouse Bot thing. He's going to get there at about the 650 or 700 and just increase and take the sting out of Bivouac.
Yep.
So I'm looking at this race as where I'm thinking they're going to walk here, or they could be sliding fast from the last 700 metres. He just hasn't done enough wrong for me, Exceedance. I've got to stay with him. I know a lot's got to go right for him, but I think he's an exciting horse. Not saying that the others aren't. I think Kubrick's going to get to... he has got to ridiculous odds considering how much improvement he had and the barrier to race 2 lengths closer today. No knock at all on Yes, Yes, Yes. They're the two that scare me here, the two stablemates. With they might be both better third up, but I'm still thinking they're dangerous. Second up here, no knock at all on Bivouac. It's just too good a race, takes too short a price. But I know a few people have got him marked very short here.
Okay.
Some very, very good judges, even money.
What, tighter than 250?
Evens.
Mm. Really?
I can't.
No.
But some people I talk to that can put a market up, I think he's an evens chance. 5, 6, 4, and 2.
Yeah, you've got to we're with you, Ronnie. As you say, we've got to go to the line with exceedance. I don't think it's often a horse can run the best 1,000, 8, 6, 4, and 2 of the day and not even run top 2. You just don't run any better in defeat than what he did last start. Bivouac, Zip Home, 32.79. He's just not going to get beat in the lead up there. So I'm just hoping 1,400. We've touched on the map. I'm hoping he can settle closer to the speed. And I think the 1,400 brings them back to him, and I think he should be very hard to hold out. Now, you touched on Bivouac, Ronnie, in terms of a pricing perspective. No horse has won the run to the Rose by a bigger margin. Bivouac winning by 2 lengths. You look at Minari, was a length and a half. He started 225. Exosphere, length and change, was $3. And Denman won the lead up by a length and change, and he started 230. So you can sort of make a case there, given how dominant they were, that he can start shorter than 250. And he's going to land outside the lead and get the perfect run. The dangers are going back. So I can concede how people mark him shorter than his current quote. He's going to run well. He's just got to run out the 1,400. Yes. Split the two in the lead up. You'd imagine he's got the most improvement. And he possibly, if Kubrick does hold, he gets the 1-1. He's going to get the run of the race. So he has to be respected. And certainly don't rule out Castelvecchio. This has been the grand final all along. They're following the path of the Autumn Sun back in trip. And, you know, his form at 1,400 around microphone, he has to be respected. So, you know, there's plenty of teams here. It's just whose team you're on. But I'm sticking with exceedance. I'm just hoping he can finish home over the top of them. My number's 5, 2, 4, and 1.
And for Darren Flindell, he goes for the leader, Yao Dash, number 8, to be 2, 6, and 1. 8, 2, 6, and 1. Well, time's starting to get a bit tight here, but there'll be so much interest if one of the three-year-olds that's in discussion, although Michael Hawks basically ruled exceedance out this morning, didn't he?
Yeah.
So
things can change.
Bivouac could be the one, if it wins today, that could go towards an Everest.
You touched on it earlier, Ronnie. I think you've got to have some of the 26. Like, it's money back if he doesn't get in.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. All right, so that's the big one, and there's a first four tab projected pool of $500,000.
Interesting to note, Bivouac now 15 in the Everest.
So it's gone
26 to 15. So I think that's probably to circumvent the possibility of people snipping at the...
So 26-15 now, Bivouac in the Everest. Let's get moving, guys. The Gloaming, extraordinary runs early in Kembla.
Yes, and it'll probably win the first there if you need to have a bet. Antler, the Antler Gloaming Stakes here, a Group 3 event over 1,800 metres. We've got equal favourites, the top two here. Just Thinking, $3.40. Shadow Hero, $3.40. Subadar is at $6.50. Quick Thinker at $3.70. Rhaegar is at $21 chance. Fasano with the blinkers off today at 18. War Baron, good luck to the Morley team there, at $23. Then we go to Sir Maze with the blinkers on at 41. Extraordinary out no deduction. Lucky Imperator, Adam Hieronymus, the replacement rider there at $71. Persan at $51. Way Back When at 81. And Shining Eagle with the blinkers on at $101. Exactly half the total investment on the race here on Shadow Hero. Much as 460 into 340. Just Thinking, even today, is 320 to 340. And Quick Thinker's 380 into 370.
Pace in the race?
Yeah, just even, Andrew. Just Thinking looks to lead. Lucky Imperator won't be too far away. Fasano, you can imagine Quick Thinker will want to utilise that inside draw. And listening to Mark Newnham, Shadow Hero to be ridden where he's comfortable, but hopefully closer to the speed than what he was last start, Ron.
Yeah, this is a whole new market to what I wrote down last night. Anyway, I'm a fan of Shadow Hero. I thought it was the run of the day last time. A little nervous about the interview this morning when Mark says, no, I'm not wound up. Just Thinking's the obvious danger. Quick Thinking gets his chance to stamp himself here. And his stablemate Rhaegar interests me a little bit. 2, 1, 4, 5.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie, with Shadow Hero. Interesting with the, as you touched on the interview this morning, but I imagine nearly all the runners are in the same boat here today, so they're all looking at loftier targets. But yeah, what he did first up, I think you've got to be with him. He should be hard to beat. The Danger Quick Thinker couldn't have been more impressive in his Australian debut, and Damien Lane comes up to ride, so that's a good push. Just Thinking got all the favours, but still had to do it. He should lead and give a good kick. And of the rest, number three, Subedar, continues. Thought he was solid enough last start. He's the next in line for me. But yeah, Shadow Hero, if he settles closer, they'll find it hard to hold him out. My numbers 2, 4, 1 and 3.
Completing the trio with Shadow is Darren Flindell. He likes 2 to beat 1, 3 and 9 in the Antler Gloaming, 2, 1, 3 and 9.
The last Sydney's West here, the benchmark 88 over 1400 metres, and Turnberry with the synthetic hook filler offers a $19 chance. You Make Me Smile at 12, Baller $5.50, Ranier at $6.50, Murillo with the blinkers on at 13, Thy Kingdom Come at $12, Irukandji at 7. We go to Musharib with the earmuffs pre-race at $21. I Am Vinny out at 2 cents a win and 1 cent to place the deduction there. Juventus at $5.50. Amangiri at $3.80 in favourite. And Waltzing Willie out no deduction. Well, Amangiri, as much as $8 bet about it, was into $4.50, $4.20, $3.80. It's firmed nearly every day. Dominant top pick here on top of Ranier and Irukandji.
Duff, I'll come straight to you. You can give us a bit of a speed map into the tips.
Yeah, You Make Me Smile. He's a runner, isn't he? 1,400, he might be gasping for air. Baller goes across as well. Amangiri won't be far away. I like Amangiri. She's a good mare. To do what she did in her first racing preparation was tremendous. Loved the trial. If she can't beat these with 53, like these are just horses going through winter. Danger's Rainier. I love the setup here. Third up, 1,400. 5, Murillo. Nice little push from Peter this morning. He's one of mine. I'm waiting for him to get... He's fit and blinkers 1,400 today. And 10, Juventus. 11, 4, 5, 10.
Yeah, one of the games of the day. I think Amangiri is still happy to take the 380. As Ron touched on what she did last prep, she's extremely well placed at the weights. Looks to get into a good spot for Tommy. She should be extremely hard to beat. I think Juventus is tracking well. He has to be respected. Irukandji broke through last start, goes up in the weights, but still can run well. And yeah, Murillo has to be respected, blinkers on first time. But I think Amangiri, as Ron touched on, she's better than these and she's getting weight off them. My numbers 11, 10, 7 and 5.
Yes, again, Darren's with you. Amangiri, number 11, to beat 7, 10 and 4. 11, 7, 10 and 4. So they're the tips for the 9 race card. What's your best, Simon?
Yeah, all over Cosmic Force in the Heritage Andrew, and just have a little speck on him to win the Coolmore as well. Race 3, number 1, Cosmic Force.
Race 3, number 1. All right, mate, well, you have a couple of hours snooze and then get going for the races. Well done last night with the green. We look forward to the match tonight and have a good week.
Yeah, cheers, Andrew. I'm certainly going to crash and burn, boys.
So at least he admits it. Simon Denopoulos, your best stuff?
The mare, Enticing Star. I think she's exciting.
Okay, that is race...
5, number 5.
Race 5, number 5. Thank you, Ron. Righto, full coverage continues here on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio, setting up your wagering day. The best way, right through the Everest Racing Carnival, is this one. Don't forget the bonus bet offer with the TAB races 1 to 6. If you're in a TAB venue, it's every race. And the Golden Rose first 4, a projected pool of $500,000. So they're all available to you through the TAB. Stay with Sky for the very latest.
Saxon Warrior, unbeaten Group 1 winner at 2.
Saxon Warrior, right, is galvanizing and through on the far side. It's history for Aiden O'Brien. Saxon Warrior won the racing post.
Brilliant 2,000 guineas winner at 3.
Now it's Saxon Warrior in front. Saxon Warrior has won by length and a half.
One of the best and fastest sons of Deep Impact. Out of an unbeaten European champion 2-year-old. Saxon Warrior, new for 2019 at Coolmore.
Hi, I'm Edward from Hobart. In today's competitive environment, a business needs support to expand and grow, and the traditional banks are reluctant to lend. The OnDeck experience for me was quick and easy.
When it's time to grow your small business, you can rely on OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group have lent over $12 billion globally and are trusted by over 100,000 small business owners worldwide. For access to funds as fast as the same business day, visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Don't miss Goulburn Cup Day, Sunday, November the 3rd. Worth $200,000 in prize money, the Goulburn Cup is country racing at its best. Featuring high-class support races and a keenly contested fashions on the field with an inflatable zone for kids, face painting and on-course DJ. It's an outstanding day of action on and off the track. Check out Goulburn Race Club on social media or visit goulburnraceclub.com.au for a full range of hospitality options. Goulburn Cup Day, proudly supported by Racing New South Wales, Sky Racing, Sun Solutions Goulburn and Spendthrift Australia.
Mom, Bingley is having footy fever deals.
Yes, Lionel.
I'm confused.
That's a surprise.
Well, soccer fans call it footy, Aussie rules fans call it footy, and league fans call it footy. What footy fever deals?
Any footy code you follow.
Thanks, Mum. Save up to $700 on a range of Samsung big screen TVs.
And get free delivered.
On all TVs 75 inches and above.
It's footy code, fever time at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Aquas Farm presents over 20 quality two-year-old colts this October at the Magic Millions Two-Year-Olds in Training Zone. A draft with real sire power. Sires of over 35 Group 1 winners represented, with progeny earnings over $400 million in prize money. And quality assured with pre-training completed at our world-class facilities at Aquas Farm Queensland. For more information and regular updates on the Aquas Draft, visit aquasfarm.com/sales.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Get grand final ready at the Good Guys. With 55-inch 4K TVs from $795. Next day delivery available at the Good Guys. See in store for details. A truck and car crash at Ludnam on Elizabeth Drive approaching Adams Road eastbound. Car breakdown on Warringah Freeway at Starkey Street at Forestville's got the southbound run very heavy. Still haven't recovered at Eastern Creek after the earlier four-car accident. That's at the Light Horse Interchange. And a broken down motorcycle on the M4 at St Clair. It's just near Mamre Road. Make it unpleasant for westbounders. It's finals fever at celebrations with Wild Turkey 86.8 proof bourbon, 700ml, $42, and Tui's new 24 packs, $46 till Sunday. Don't drink and drive. I'm Steve, that's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing are combining to bring you everything in racing. Race tips, podcasts, race replays, and opinions from our array of form analysts. On Twitter, go to Sky Racing AU. And your birds can sing. And this spring, make it your number one home.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a quality yearling filly by Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Moon to French, a stakes winner and Group 1 place to champion Mare Zenyatta. And our filly's had four siblings to race, all winners. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this fabulous filly at $12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
Interstate Form Preview, brought to you by Tabs New Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio. Glenn Munsey stuck around to have a look at Mornington. We're previewing, of course, Doomben and Kembla Grange in this hour. Paul Joyce's opinions on Golden Rose Day at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. If you've missed anything through the morning, you can capture it all on the whip around. 30 minutes of all the form analysts, and Brad Gray's going to drop in and see us here in the van at Rose Hill for his thoughts on the day. And at 11:30, Tim Ryan from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering, the team that set all the prices, he's going to take us through how they're going to play the day. Will they take a set against anything, and what's happening with the market? So that's at 11:30 this morning and every Saturday during the spring. Righto, of course down in Melbourne they had Moya night last night with Nature Strip winning, and today it's AFL Grand Final day, and we should mention GWS Munns. They're down there taking on Richmond in their first Grand Final, and we wish the Orange all the very best.
Yeah, I just looked up there on Sky One, and Anthony Manton's got his Giants tie on. I had one on Thursday night, and Chris Roots had one on last night, just supporting the local Sydney team there. And three of the last five Grand Finals, I think you'll find, Andrew, have been won by the outsider.
Yes, that's probably right. I can't remember. Well, I can remember last year, sadly, for the last few minutes of the game. But good luck to GWS. I hope they play really well against Richmond. So Mornington it is today. Soft five with a chance of an upgrade, the track manager telling us earlier in the morning. And Mark Hutter's online. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. I think the 2016 grand final was won by the outsider for memory, too.
Yeah, the Bulldogs. Well, I reckon you'd know that. You'd remember that pretty clearly.
It was on telly this morning, Hoss, in case you missed it. Channel 504 at... It interrupted my race replay.
No, anyway, it's it was. We wish them the best today. Let's hope it's a good tight game, and maybe the right result for them. Now, I'll just get clearance that Dean Lester's online. He is looking at Mornington. Morning to you, Dean.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Ansett Classic Day. How's Mornington look to you?
Pretty small fields, a little bit disappointing, and probably a little bit disappointing with the Ansett Classic, but with the JRA Cup last night and the Benalla Cup yesterday, thinned out the stayers into three races on one day virtually, so it's a little bit of a disappointing lineup, but hopefully we find some winners.
And mate, just a quick one, and we've been discussing it this morning, but you thought of the Moya out of Nature Strip and Sunlight and the others?
Yeah, Nature Strip, that's his sort of go, building his speed along the inside, didn't get crossed early by Ball of Muscle, and he was able to lead and cling on. I thought Miss Leonidas run out of her skin to run well, and Sunlight just ready for a 1,200 metre race. Now she's ready to win.
Yeah, it goes to the Gill guy, I think, this time next week. And Loving Gabby was good on the return.
Loving Gabby was outstanding. She's best filly in the race if she got around the valley and she was ready, and probably got improvement in her, but she wound up and got them in the Scarborough and did a great job.
One out of left field, boys. It's not that it's going to probably go to a suitable race for it, but Serengeti in that Stud Stakes.
Yeah, it'll probably run in all the good races over spring.
Yeah, wouldn't find a nice 2,000 metre maiden anywhere.
It'd be nice if it did.
Might not be.
Wouldn't mind being on Spanish Reef next time she runs either. I thought she should have nearly won last night, so she's the one I'll be following.
Okay, there's the early one to jot down. Righto, well, let's get cracking at Mornington, boys. And, of course, Dean, very sad time there. Les Obrium clocked horses at Mornington. And in recent years, he's been going to Werribee to spot those international horses. And we sadly lost Les in the last, I'm going to say 10 days, maybe a fraction longer.
Yeah, that's about right, Andrew. And, of course, he was... He clocked them when they were originally at Sandown and had such great success at spotting the best of the internationals, and made the long trek nearly every day to Werribee and continued that right the way through, and been suffering a little bit of ill health over the past 12 to 18 months, and as I said, sadly lost him about 10 days ago. His daughter Hayley is an important part of the racing industry here, where she works at the Scales works at Racing Victoria, so our thoughts go out to the family.
Yeah, you hear Matt Hill go, hello, Hayley. Yes. That's Hayley.
That's Hayley.
Righto, let's have the market for the first.
Righto, we start with a scratching in Ackermon. So Alienated is our first runner here at $11. Shepard at $2.90, equal favourite with Vella's Pride at $2.90. Southern Yankee at $5, Skyfire at $14, Midas Man at $5, Chabba Charlie at $23, and Don't Shoot is an $81 chance. Fairly quiet the business here. Your most popular runner at this stage is Shepard, just in front of Vella's Pride.
How do you see it, Dean?
I'm tipping Vella's Pride, Andrew. He's had the four runs in. Needs to probably relax a bit better than last start, but I think he's going quite well, and these are the sort of horses Damien Oliver can get home on that haven't won for a while. Shepard, lightly raced and going well on the home track here. Southern Yankee, the stable, are going well, and it was quite a good run last start, and maybe Midas Man next best. 4, 3, 5, and 7.
Yeah, number four for me too, Vella's Pride. I think Damien will ride it the same way. Just roll forward either straight at the start or mid-race. Just has to get the horse to settle, but I'm sure he'll have it handy. Doesn't look to be a high-pressure race, so just might even lead all the way. To beat number seven, Midas Man, who's going well. I think the little jar out of the track will help it. Three, Shepherd, just knows how to win. Got a good chance again. And six, Skyfire, who was just given no hope there in a slowly run race last time. Hit the line okay. The claim will help it. 4, 7, 3, 6.
We'll get the race caller tips for you shortly. It's not Matt Hill, so we're just chasing those tips up for the card, and we'll bring them to you as soon as we get them race by race. Race two is the Racetrack Veterinary Services.
Yeah, we start with the mare here at $10, El Sicario at $5.50, Scratch the Neck, Shotgun Rosie $9.50, Nothing But a Saga at $19, Rain Happy $23, Scratch the Next, Hums at $12, Sizzle Fly $1.45, Scratch Scratch the Next and My Survivor is a $126 chance. They're quite happy to take the shorts here about Sizzle Fly. The only other horse there's any significant money for is Nothing But a Saga.
How do you see it, Mark?
It should win, Hoss. I don't really want to rush into the short odds. It's got the form in the 2 and 3 year old races, the 3 year old races, where it's certainly the best horse in the race. Got the 2 kilo claim for Tio Nugent, and probably gets the job done. Could be the first of a few winners here for Philip Stokes. The beat number 4, Shotgun Rosie. If I was going to have a bet in the race, I think it would be Shotgun Rosie the place. Won on protest last time. It's going well. Gets a good run from the draw. I think 5, Nothing But a Saga, has trialled up quite well here at big odds. Can run a race. And 8, Hums. Just one of those Jamie Edwards tough on pace sprinters that will give you a sight. 9 should win. 9, 4, 5, 8.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sizzle Fly. I think just probably getting a reasonable run, 52 kilos, having won at Mornington and probably just down in grade. Does have to beat older horses, but I think probably can. To beat Hums, as Mark mentioned, just really honest, and I thought just lands outside the leader here, the mare probably, and gets a good run, will give a good sight for a long way. El Zakaria, going a little bit better for the Barry Goodwin yard, might have a place chance, as has Shotgun Rosie. 9, 8, 2, and 4.
By the way, some stewards news from the Waller stable, or it's come direct from the Waller stable to us. Just going back to the gloaming stakes that we were discussing earlier, way back when, their intention is to roll forward from an awkward draw to try and lead or be on pace. So that's way back when in the gloaming, to hopefully roll forward from an awkward draw to try and lead or be on pace is the news there. Terry Bailey's calling at Mornington. Terry's tips in the first, 3 to beat 4, 2, and 7, 3, 4, 2, 7, and in race 2 it's 9 Sizzle Fly to beat 8, 2, and 4, 9, 8, 2, and 4. To race 3 we go at Mornington over the 1500.
Yeah, and that change of tactic has gone through on the stewards' Twitter handle too regarding way back when. Right, race 3 Mornington here. Simply Dreaming the Toppy is an $8 chance. Arctic Shock at $2.40 in favourite. Esposito Gold for Chloe is a scratching. Cash for Diamonds at $14. Collectible at $6. Yatta Izu at $34, Riverina Lass at $16, So You Swing at $5, and Head Noises is a $4.40 chance. Best supported runner here is actually So You Swing, the second bottom one in front of the favourite, Arctic Shock, and third pick now would be just the toppy in Simply Dreaming.
Righto, John and Chris Maher here. Does it win Arctic Shock again, Dean?
I actually think she's the best of the short price favourites of the day, Andrew. I thought she was good second up. They've now put the blinkers on again. Probably posies up second or third in the run. And placing last time in behind Princess Jenny is just an irresistible form line for me. I think she'll win again. Head Noises is the, I think, the danger first up. She ran really well in the stakes race in Adelaide. I think she was right at the back end of her preparation when she narrowly won her maiden last preparation. 5, Collectible, runs well but doesn't win out of turn. And 8, So You Swing, getting a cheap run from the draw. Next best, 2, 9, 5, 8.
Yeah, I'm with number 8, So You Swing, each way. I thought that run last time was enormous against the pattern of the day and the tempo of the race. Did a terrific job to run third. No speed here on paper. Simply Dreaming should lead and lead comfortably from 1. I'm hoping So You Swing can hold leaders back. And from there, shouldn't miss each way. To beat number 2, Arctic Shock. 2 runs back in have been solid. The blinkers go on. It's hard to beat. Number 5, Collectible. Suited this grade. I don't know the tempo of the race will be ideal, but we'll be running on. And 9, Head Noises, who's shown ability. And another one, just the tempo might be against here. 8, 2, 5, 9.
Boxed up numbers for Terry Bailey. He goes 2, Arctic Shock to beat 9, 8, and 5. 2, 9, 8, and 5. I should have asked you, Mark, the weatherman down there, is it cleared now?
Yeah, it's fine, Hoss. It's a little bit of shower overnight, I think, but looks cold, windy, but no sign of rain.
Yeah, I think they said 15 degrees or something, but they were positive that there'd be an upgrade off the 5, so we'll monitor that. 15 degrees, it's pretty nippy.
Say that again, and I checked my stats. It's the last 3 outsiders have won the AFL Grand Final and 4 of the last 5.
Okay. Stop reminding me, thank you.
Yes.
Let's move to the Penang Turf Trophy, Turf Club Trophy. Actually, sounding all right, Dean and Mark. The Rabbitohs, they got knocked out last night. He's putting on a brave face, Dean. Brave face.
Yes, yeah, he's very brave face. And that storm form line through the Raiders, Munns, holding up.
Yes.
They win tonight.
The Storm, they've got a very, very good chance. Jared Warrior-Hargrove's not playing for the Roosters, a massive out for them. I think it'll be a lot tighter than what a lot of people think. And I think, you know, if you're doing a market, they're $2.50 outsiders, yeah, Melbourne Storm. They haven't been $2.50 in a final for 4 years. And the last time they were longer than $2.50, they were $3.10 against the Roosters and beat them. 2018.
What do they call the golden, might be a golden,
golden point.
Point. Golden point.
Golden point,
we'll
yeah.
wait and see that tonight. All right, what about race four here?
Okay, race four, Mornington. The toppie here is Circos at $31. First Class Dreamer, $2.25 and favourite. Sickening, what I felt last night, at $6. Tavistock Dancer at $3.90. Tour Down Under, $11. Rube Bridges at $5. Diamond Bow is out, and He's Striking is a $16 chance. Very, very little activity here. It's Tavistock Dancer in front of Sickening, but it's a round of drinks, really.
Okay, Mark, can you help our listeners with race four?
Well, not really, Andrew. Well, tip number two, First Class Dreamer. It's got to run the 2,000 metres, but it's a race where there's no speed. Tour Down Under, the only leader. I would imagine Benny Mellum goes forward and controls the race, probably outside the leader, and gives the horse every chance to run the trip. So, shortish odds. I'm not sure I could back it, but it's my top pick. To beat number six, Rube Bridges. I think this horse is going really well. Not suited by the tempo last time. Might be the same case here. Five, Tour Down Under, the only leader. It'll give a good side in front. And four, Tavistock Dancer, who I think is the best horse in the race, was progressing well. I thought it would win at Sandown. It was disgraceful there. I don't know what happened to it. Maybe it will come back and find its best form and win. I'll go 2, 6, 5, and 4.
Yeah, I'm going to go with one and a little bit of odds in Sickening. I just think it's running well for the new stable, and it's had one go at the 2001. I just think it had as good a chance as any in an even race. Tavistock Dancer, it was poor last start. It's a very suitable race. First Class Dreamer does have to run 2,000 metres. No guide last week. They just cantered and just run up 600 metres in the 1,800 metre race. So if he runs the trip, there's a good chance. And Rue Bridges has certainly got some hope as well. 3, 4, 2, 6.
And the tips from Terry Bailey. He likes number two as well as Mark. First Class Dreamer to be 4, 5, and 6. 2, 4, 5, and 6 in race four. Race five on an 8-race card. So this is the first leg of the normal quaddie. So just take note of that. Away from 9 races normally on a Saturday in Victoria or Melbourne, there's an 8-race card today.
Yeah, so we start with Pick Up the Pieces here at $6. Too Good, Too Hard, $2.15 and favourite. Tuscar Brook at 10, Caribbean Pearl at 8. Undoubtable Miss a $12 chance. Bamboka Queen at 100s, scratch the next two. Do at 11, Everybody Dance at 16, Miss Entice at 26, and Jamaican Hurry is a $6 chance. Once again, very, very little activity here. Pick Up the Pieces, the most popular runner, and basically every dollar for it has come this morning in front of Too Good, Too Hard, and then Caribbean Pearl.
Righto, that's Lindsay Park's horse, Pick Up the Pieces. Dean, how do you like race five?
I'm tipping Too Good, Too Hard, Andrew. Going to be off pace around Mornington, and there looks like probably three that will just roll forward here and get a pretty easy run of it. But she's the best talent in the race, and as long as she can get a clear run at them at the right time, I think she'd probably be Too Good. I thought Pick Up the Pieces, senior rider, getting the front should give a good sight for a long way. Tusker Brook probably lands right behind Pick Up the Pieces, and for that reason, I thought she had some hope. And Undoubtable Miss freshened up, lost her way a little bit at the end of last preparation, but freshened up and on better ground, could be an improver first up off that break. 2, 1, 3, 5.
Yeah, pretty similar. I think number two, Too Good, Too Hard, is clearly the one to beat. If you take away that fourth where it just jumped too sharply in distance, didn't finish the race off, dropped back in distance, was too good last time. Just needs luck to get clear at the right time and should win from number one, Pick Up the Pieces. It will charge forward, probably find the top and take a stack of running down. I think five, Undoubtable Misses the improver for sure. Back on better ground in a suitable race. And I put number 12, Jamaican Hurry, in. Stable's flying, the horse is flying. It's just going to be buried back inside needing luck. 2, 1, 5 and 12.
Terry Bailey likes number two as well here. Too good, too hard to beat 9-12-1. 2-9-12-1 in race five. The Jack Dow Memorial is race six on the card here.
Yeah, we start with El Phoenix here, who's a $7.50 chance. Sir Galahad, Callahad, at $23. Jumbo Asaki is the odds-on favourite at $1.65. The card players at 15, Scratch Czechoslovakia. Jenkins, Morning Matt, at $5.50. McClary's at 10, Okotox at 21, Strategic Phil at 14, Scratch the next two, and Taxi is a $15 chance. They only want the jumbo here. Second pick a fair way away is actually Sir Callahad.
Okay, so jumbo runs here, Mark. Well, I think it was an emergency tomorrow, but it comes up the short price favourite now.
Yeah, should win, Hoss. It's a little bit costly last time. Chasing Home rocks the castle. No disgrace, not running that horse down. There looks like genuine speed in this race. He should be able to slide over, find a spot, fourth or fifth, and from there just be in the right spot to win the race. To beat number seven, McClary, I think it's the danger. It's come back from a spell in good form. Just going to need luck from that inside gate to get clear. Number six, Jenkins, will be running on fresh. And maybe the best of the leaders is number four, the card players. But three should win from seven, 3, 7, 6, and 4.
Yeah, I think he'll probably win. I actually like the wider draw for him. I think he will appreciate a bit of galloping room, Jumbo Ozaki, and I think this grade suits. He's the one to beat. I'll put Jenkins in for second. He's also got a fair bit of time for, and his fresh runs have all been pretty good. Seven McClary, as Mark mentioned, has come back in good form, and a bit better track today will suit, and his home track, and eight Okotox maybe next best. 3, 6, 7, and 8.
3, 6, 7, and 8 there from Dean. Three as well here from Terry Bailey, our caller today, to beat 9, 6, and 7. 3, 9, 6, and 7. Race 7's the feature race, but you've heard from Dean, just slightly disappointing with the numbers. Naval Warfare running down there, Scratch from up here, and as I say, race 7.
Yeah, so Self-Sense, the ultra-versatile Self-Sense, is a $19 chance. Big Blues at 12, another Coldy is out. Douglas MacArthur, $2.80 in favourite. Naval Warfare at $3.60. Valax at 5, Exemplars at 8. Mr. Clarify at 26, and Credence is a $7 chance. Most popular runner here is Douglas MacArthur in front of, well, the two up and over horses, Big Blue and Self-Sense.
Douglas, was Douglas in tomorrow or was it last night, Dean?
Last night, Andrew.
Last night, yeah. Okay, so what are you thinking?
I'm with Douglas MacArthur. I thought he was out-sprinted at the Valley, but you can see right on the line he was going well again, and I think probably 2,400 is what he's looking for. Blinkers on. I think they'll make it a real staying test, and he might be the one to beat. Naval Warfare is well-suited. He just needs another win. Valak getting fitter. Number six, Craig Williams aboard, can, I think, ride the speed here and run okay, and an example of the other Macedon Lodge runner that was scratched from last night. But, yeah, not a race I'm that keen to get involved in, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah, gee, I don't think, maybe Mr. Clarify can't win, and none of the rest would shock me. I'll go down the bottom to number 9, Credence, who was in much, much weaker grade last time, but got the win that it needed, and I don't think these stayers are so reliable, so we'll go for Credence down the bottom to run well, to beat number 4, Douglas MacArthur. 3-1 pace at the Valley, the blinkers will certainly help, and some of those front-running races overseas, it could well lead all the way. Number 5, Naval Warfare, doesn't win out of turn, it rolls forward, it's one pace, it's got a chance. And one Self-Sense, just getting fitter, getting to Mornington with the jar out, wouldn't shock to see him run a much better race. I'll go 9, 4, 5 and 1.
For Terry Bailey, it's 6 Valak to beat 4, 1, and 5, 6, 4, 1, and 5. So a heap of numbers there in the Ansett Classic Race 7 today at 3:45. By the way, after we wrap up Mornington here, we'll have an update on Winona Costin, who has had a incident this morning at track work and isn't riding and won't be riding for a lengthy period. We'll give you a bit more on that at the end of this preview.
She's had a terrible, terrible run over the last couple of years. She had those concussions, injuries, and she came back from those and had another fall, and she's just, and she was back, she, you know, she's a very, very popular rider, Super Winona, that's what a lot of punters call her, because they get her out of trouble, and down that way, she was just riding a few winners, you know, Kembla, Maruya, down Robert Price, and those sort of horses there, and that's terrible luck for her.
All right, we'll give you an update in a moment on the what's happened this morning and what the future is. The last race comes up at Mornington at 4:25.
Yeah, and if I can find it, Andrew,
this is the Highview Accounting Mornington.
Race 8. I was looking. See, I got fell for the trap. I was looking for race 9.
Yeah,
right. Race 8 here. Sunday Prey, always at $26. Eagle Spirit at $17. I'm telling you, at $8.50. Severate, $7.50. Condor Heroes at $26. Star Spangled Rodeo at $9. Pasito at $34. Gasworks at $7. Honey Wine at $51. Stock Taker at $6. Tarinda is out. Impy, the $3 favourite. Montezza at 10, and Jersey Whistler is a scratching. We've got to go up to the top here, top of the market, that is. Impy, the most popular runner, and then up to the top of the book here, I'm telling you, and Eagle Spirit, second and third picks.
Mark, do you think Impy's the most interesting runner today, given what it's done in its two runs?
Absolutely, Hoss, and it's interesting that it's 1,200 metres, like it's just it's an unusual preparation for Pat Carey to give that sort of horse, and I heard him say on radio here that he hasn't even trialled it. So I don't know. We quite know what to expect at 1,200 metres. It's in my numbers. I'm going to tip number three. I'm telling you, who's just racing in career best form. It needs luck. It doesn't win very often, but it's got the claim and it's going to hit the line hard. So maybe one to win, two to place there, or number three. I'm telling you to beat number 10 Stock Taker, who's a promising horse, trotted out quite well, should get a great run from the gate. 12 Impy, no shock to see it charge over the top of them, but who really knows what to expect at 1,200. And then number 4, Seberate, who was terrific winning fresh last campaign. It's trialled well and will give a great side up on the speed. I'll go 3, 10, 12 and 4.
Yeah, I like number 10 Stock Taker each way here. I think he's shown promise last time in. He looks to have trialled okay. And I just think he gets a great run from the draw on with him to beat 4 Seberate. First up, one last preparation. I think can certainly race well here fresh with the claim. 12 Impy, Mark summed it up. Don't know what to expect here. These two wins have been spectacular at 1,600. The run at Echuca was a very low-pressure race, but he's on his home track here and he's a watch. And I'll put in 8 Gasworks next best. 10, 4, 12 and 8.
Well, he's all over at Terry Bailey, number 10, Stock Taker. Best bet of the day, race 8, number 10, to be 12, 6 and 8. 10, 12, 6 and 8. And I spoke with Pat yesterday. He said 1,200 fraction short. We've got a nice build-up into a race on Oaks Day, I think he said, Dean, worth $500,000.
Yeah, the Country Cup. He's got to qualify in the next few weeks in a race and try and get into it for $500,000.
Pat is one of the best at playing things down. He said to me, the horse has been placed in the right races so far. So it is a bit of a test now whether it's all happening, you know, whether it's going to be a good prep ahead.
Mm.
Righto. So, Mark, what's your best?
Hoss, my best. I'll go each way. Race 3, number 8, Say You Swing. And the best, race 6, number 3, Jumbo Ozaki.
Race 6, number 3, Jumbo. Slight hesitation to ask whether there's anything more?
No, there's no races around that.
No, Mornington's the only one there. I just thought you might have seen something in Adelaide. That's why I thought I'd better go there.
No, there's been enough to keep us busy on the Victorian front hospital.
All right. Any mail on the sprint at the grand final day or anything like that, boys? Or they still have that?
No.
They still
do.
Yes. No, they do.
Yeah, half time.
Yeah. By the way, tomorrow morning for our listeners, or tomorrow, looking at Caulfield, the big group one day, Mark is going to be on the whip around between 11 and 11.30, going through his best bet and a quaddy. And Dean is going to join us just after midday to go through every race, the first at Caulfield at 1 o'clock. So Mark will be on the whip around between 11 and 11.30. And Dean will be covering every race just after midday. Looking forward to that coverage. How's the weather going to be, Dean, for tomorrow?
You know, I'm not the weatherman, Andrew.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. Sorry, Mark.
Just give me 1 second.
Oh, hesitation.
It's not Sunday yet, Andrew. I don't like to go up early.
Haven't you got the app going in the background?
16 degrees and shower or two developing. 0.4 right. of a mil maximum rain, so no change to proceed.
Well, that track will be all right then. Anything early for Caulfield, guys?
Yes.
No? Yes.
I forget its name, but race 2, Matt Laurie's horse each way.
Elgin and Miss?
No. I think they just got beat by Admiral's Joker at Geelong.
This is good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah,
this is great radio.
Last Tigressa.
Oh, Last Tigressa.
Okay, so
what race? Jason Moran.
Race 2.
Jason Moran, sorry.
Race 2.
Race two, Larry, La Tigressa, is it?
Yes.
Race two.
$9 chance.
Righto, yeah. That's race two, number 12, the early mention there for Mark. And have you spotted anything early, Dean?
Still chipping away at him, Andrew. So
righto. We'll
stay
get
tuned
to
midday tomorrow.
We get his best in value for Mornington. Did you get that, Andrew?
I'm about to wrap it
righto,
up.
Righto, okay. You've gone day out. You know, we go in chronological order here. I know.
Best bet and value for Mornington. Thank you, Dean.
My best, Arctic Shock, race three, number two. My best value is the last race, eight, number 10, Stock Taker.
Stock Taker in the last. All right. Thanks, Mark. Enjoy today, mate.
Thanks, Os. Thanks,
Mark. Mark, yeah, Mark over there. And Dean, we'll hear from you just after midday tomorrow with all the tips for Caulfield.
You will indeed. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester, Mark Hunter looking at Mornington. And as I repeat, I know I'm repeating, but just for tomorrow, the whip around between 11 and 11.30 will focus in on all the day's racing. Mark Hunter will be on going through his best bets and quaddie. And so too in the whip around, Steve Moran. He'll have his best bets and quaddie on the whip around for Caulfield. And then Dean Lester and a full preview for every race just after midday tomorrow. Jockey challenges. I know you're typing away here on Larry, but have you got any jockey challenges up and about here?
We do, Andrew. We have Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Kembla just waiting for us.
Now, hang on. I promised to give an update on Winona because I'll forget. Winona Costum was riding track work this morning. She's been taken to the Wollongong Hospital. She's got a broken hand. They're saying it's not a bad one, so I don't know whether what that means, but it's not bad. But she's got a broken hand, and they're saying probably 4 weeks at this stage that Winona Costin will be on the sidelines. We'll probably get more once the scans are taken and get a bit more through the day. But Winona Costin not riding at Kembla. We'll give you some jockey changes when we get to the preview in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, I know Blake Spriggs is riding the one in the first, and John Van Overmeer is riding the two later in the day. I think the last two races there. We'll stick with Mornington because we've just done that. Jockey's challenge there. Benny Mellum, the 170 favourite over any other jockey at 5. Luke Nolan's at 9. Damien Oliver's at 10. Dwayne Dunn at 12. Michael Poy at 15. Jamie Carr at 21. And Theodore Nugent is a $26 chance here at Rose Hill for DeBordley Wines Golden Rose Day. One of the most competitive jockey's challenges I've seen for a very, very long while. We've got Kerrin McAvoy, 440. Over James McDonald, 460, Tommy Berry, 480, Timmy Clark at 5, any other jockey, 7, Brenton Abdullah, 11, and some changes now. Nash is 13 and Jason Collard at 15. So any other jockey into 7 there, but Kerrin McAvoy the favourite. Maxi's coming up for Doomben. Steph Thornton there taking the Brisbane by storm at $2.70 favourite over Bailey Nordoff at 4. Michael Carl at 5. Any other jockey $7.50. Ryan Maloney 11. Mark Duplessis 12. Matthew McGilvray 14. James Orman at 26. And they have updated Kembla. Jeff Penza, the $1.30 favourite there over Christian Reith off a massive day yesterday at Scone. Christian at 6, Blake Spriggs at 10, Lee Magorian at 11, Billy Owens at 13, any other jockey 26, Jean Van Overmeer 51, and Chad Lever is 101 chance.
Okay, so there's a heap of jockey challenges. Munns, go and enjoy Golden Rose Day. I hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah, why wouldn't you, Andrew? And those extra riders, race 3 for Winona, Lee Magorian, and race 4, Blake Spriggs. So Blake Spriggs, race 1, Lee Magorian, race 3, Blake Spriggs, race 4, and John Van Overmeer in races 6 and 7.
Good on you. Thanks, Munns.
Thank you, Andrew.
Glenn Munsey there from TAB helping us along with extra material, and Doomben is next with Michael Maxworthy.
Sky Sports Radio will bring you every piece of news and action around this year's TAB Epsom at Randwick. It all starts Tuesday morning from 9 with Racing HQ's News Hour. Then the Epsom draw live from 10:30. For everything around the TAB Epsom, rely on Sky Sports Radio.
Start with a Darley Stallion and the rest will follow.
Weeks has done it!
For the 2018-19 season, nearly one in four stakes races run in New South Wales and Victoria were won by the progeny of Darley Stallion.
Liars won the diamond!
For the same period, Darley Stallions sired 30% of Group 1 winners in Australia, including the Golden Slipper, the Cox Plate, the Melbourne Cup and the Epsom Handicap.
And Microphones won it! TMH you little all the way!
Mom.
Bingley is having footy fever deals.
Yes, Lionel?
I'm confused.
That's a surprise.
Well, soccer fans call it footy, Aussie rules fans call it footy, and league fans call it footy. What footy fever deals?
Any footy code you follow.
Thanks, Mum. Save up to $700 on a range of Samsung big screen TVs.
And get free delivered.
On all TVs 75 inches and above.
It's footy code, fever time at Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
It is Racing HQ, broadcasting from a beautiful Rose Hill. It's cooler than yesterday. The breeze is up ever so slightly, but I will say there's a lot of blue sky, and it's a magnificent day to be here at the races. Members gates 10:45, general admission 11. Duff's still out the back there. He's a bit upset. There's been nothing to eat so far. He's got to go down to the media room, Duff. It's all down there, mate. Someone's just tweeted Duff from a catering company. It's a bit late, Duff. We needed it at 7. Let's go and talk to Doomben with Michael Maxworthy. Morning, Maxie.
Morning, Andrew. We've got a beautiful day here as well at Doomben. Temperature 25 degrees, not a breath of wind. So track's going to be, well, a good 3. There's no doubt about that. So look for horses that handle firmish ground, and the rail's out 2 metres the entire circumference.
Yeah, it comes back in after racing on Wednesday. And mate, is there, I read about earlier, a chance of a storm?
Yeah, they said around about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Whether it actually reaches Brisbane or not, the guy at the Brisbane Bureau wasn't too sure whether it had come out as far as Doomben Racecourse in the airport. So, look, we're hoping we are. I'm not going to stand here and say we hope it doesn't come. We do. We certainly need a bit of rain, and there might be a bit of light later this afternoon.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Let's have a look at the races, mate. The first race just after midday. Soxagon number 12 is the $2.30 fixed odds favourite over Matt Smith's runner, 8 Canunga at $6, and 11 Plonker is at 6 as well.
Yeah, I'm with the favourite here, Soxagon number 12, trained by Mark Curry in Toowoomba. When you have a look at his form last preparation, it was around some very nice horses, including Mashani Hustler and Millard Reaction, who were sold for a lot of money not long after that, to go to Hong Kong. He's got a good gate here. Barrier won a couple off for Bailey Dover. I'm interested to see how he presents in the yard, because he is first up for 5 months, but I expect him to race in the first 3 or 4 and be very hard to beat. You mentioned Matt Smith's mare, number 8. Canunga, I think she's got an excellent chance. She does come into barrier number 8, so that's a little bit better. And her last couple of starts, she's bumped into Royal Witness on McKenzo there at Randwick, and her efforts have been quite good. So any luck at all, she's got the right form to win this. 5, the tenner, that race at Ipswich, which last start was a little bit messy for him. I'm sure he's going to race handier today in the first 3 or 4. And then Power Command. I am interested in this Warren Gavelmog runner from Coffs Harbour called Plonker. Just can't quite get him into the numbers, but I'm sure he's here with a big chance.
So those numbers in for Maxie?
12, 8, 5 and 9.
To race number 2, and this is over the 2,020 metres. Shiva Dali here, number 1, is currently at 460. Number 2 ready for danger. This morning's gone 5, 4, 60, and that quote at the moment, and 10 Holbrook is at $6.
Yeah, I'm going with this I've been everywhere horse, Shiva Dali. There's not a lot of depth to this race at all. It's a no-met win over 2020. This fellow's won up to 2,100. First up, he ran fifth at Coffs Harbour in the Cup behind Love Shack Baby, and he was only about 3 lengths behind Looks Like Elbert. His most recent appearance was in Dubbo a couple of Sundays ago, and he ran third in the Dubbo Cup, a third behind Steam, and only beaten about a length and a half. 3 kilos off the Nick Keel, a good gate. I'm just going to take the punt. There's another good run in him, Shiva Dali. He has been around for a long time. To beat number 2, ready for danger. He's won up to 2,200 metres. If you go on his Mwillimbah Cup second placing 2-back, he'd have a chance in a race of this nature. Then number 10, Holbrook, on the 7-day backup, but he was good last week. He came from last, checked in fifth behind Polemic. And then 3, please. 1, 2, 10, and 3.
1, 2, 10 and 3 in race number 2. Race 3 coming up at Doomben today. This is the 3-year-old Cutis, and gee, it's a good little race here. The Odyssey Scratch from Sydney staying home. Fisticuffs has gone 2.40 down to a low of 2.10, and now it's $2.15, number 3. Number 1, the Odyssey, is at 4.40, and Xanthus, number 6, next one at $6.
I just might have jumped a race there.
My apologies. I flicked it across before. So in race 3, I Dream of Green, number 2 is the favourite at $3.50 over Francisca, number 10 at $4.
Yeah, I would have thought Eric the Ear would have been favourite here, but obviously a lot of people out there, a little bit like myself, thinking that his trial was only moderate over 1,200 metres a few days ago. He was terrific in his first trial over 850. That was about 4 or 5 weeks ago. It was a super trial, and he was all set to return here at Doomben last Wednesday week, but his blood count didn't come back as well as Stuart Kendrick wanted, so they've sort of backed off him a little bit. And he had that trial over 1,200 where he finished second, given a bit of a shake-up in the straight, but he was three deep the whole way in that 1,200-metre trial. Look, just on class, coming out of that strong two-year-old form during the carnival. I've got to put him on top here, 5, Eric the Eel. To beat number 8, Rosendahl Red. Her winter carnival form was quite good. She was a bit out of the depth in a few of them, like the Roses and the Oaks, but she was only beaten 4 lengths in both of those races. I expect her to run well fresh. Then number 10, Francisca, and 2, I Dream of Green, who doesn't get a claim and he's up to 13.50. 5, 8, 10, 2.
Now I get to race 4. I'm excited about it. That's why I flicked it across, mucked it up. So Fisticuffs the favourite, but the Odyssey stays home at 4.40.
Yeah, he's got a big job to do, the Odyssey here. Second up from a spell from that wide gate with the 59.5. Most of these horses get 5 kilos off him, but he is the class horse, a 4-times winner from 8. And things didn't work out for him the other day. I think Kelly wanted him to hold the lead, but he took the trail after jumping well. And he looked a little above himself in the yard. He was lathering up a little bit, so fitted today. And I think he's probably going to lead here, and it depends on how much work he's got to do and whether Mad Irish Tycoon wants to race him early. Anyway, I think he's vulnerable, the Odyssey. And I'm with number 3, Fisticuffs. He trialled like a superstar at his first trial. He was formerly trained in New South Wales. Now Toby and Trent Edmonds have got him, and we're waiting for him to turn up. He did at Ipswich and he won, okay, but then he turned into super performance last start to win. He beat a nice horse called Black Strata. On that day at Ipswich, there were 3 good quality races I felt over the 1,200. One of them was won by I Dream of Green, the other one Trail of Glory. Both of those horses ran 1 second slower than Fisticuffs. Both of those horses have come out of that to win in town. So I think he's very good, this Fisticuffs. To beat number 4, Ballistic Boy, he had pretty good winter carnival form. He didn't quite measure up, but not far away from some of the better two-year-olds. His 2 recent trials in preparation for his return today have been very good. I'll be surprised if he doesn't run top 3. Then 1, the Odyssey, and 6, Xanthus gets a nice run. 3-4-1-6.
3, 4, 1 and 6. A lot of interest in the fourth race there at 12 minutes to 2. Race 5 at Doomben. Cadogan's up there now with Toby and Trent Edmonds, and it's currently at 2.50 in clear favourite. 1, the Avenger, is at 4.40, and then Fortinsky, number 8, is at $6.
No, he looks well placed here, Cadogan. Oh, I just couldn't come into him at the $2.50. I'm going to go with Sabcat. Now, he was off the scene for 1 year, and his first up run at the last Saturday meeting at the Gold Coast was very good. He ran 10th, but he was only 3.5 off River Racer. That was a good quality handicap that day. And then second up, he ran 3rd here, this track and distance behind El Campeador. I think today he's ready to peak. He'll race forward. He's got a couple off of Steph Thornton. So at the price, I prefer to back him, Sabcat. Number 7, Cadogan, definitely. If you go back a year or so, you know, form around chapter and verse and what have you, he does look to be getting back to some of that better form. 4, the Avenger, to run on, and then 1, the Lord Mayor. I spotted him getting home nicely in an unsuitable trial. I think the trial was only 900, but he showed a bit of dash. So at a big price, I'm throwing in for a minor place. 2, 7, 4, and 1.
This is a nice little race as well. The Gallopers members draw over the 1,200. Race 6 at Doomben. Gem of Scotland's there, number 1 at $1.40. Two Better Reflection. Remember her? She was going to the Magic Millions in January. She's coming back today. She's currently at $4.60. Number 5, 2nd of May at $9. And 9, Jazz Queen at $10. The scratchings changed this a little bit with 3, 6, 8 and 10 coming out. And the Gem of Scotland now at $1.40.
Yeah, well, I think she was at about $1.75 or $1.80 before the scratchings. And now she's $1.40. So, look, I think she jumps. She either leads or sits outside the leader and wins as she likes. I think this is probably the easiest assignment she's had for quite some time. I thought her first up run was super when she won here, beating Written with Ease. Noted that when the gates opened, she was actually last to leave, but with terrific speed, she was able to use a bit of gas and get up outside the leader, and she was too good for Written with Ease, beating her by 3/4 of a length. Fitted today, drawn beautifully, Bailey Noted with 2 off. I think she just wins Gem of Scotland. Throwing in 9, Jazz Queen. She was good last start at Eagle Farm in that 1,000-metre race won by Sook Winder. She was beautifully ridden by Jake Bayless, though. Box seat run in behind them to the outside. I thought she was good enough to run the Quinella. Clairview Missy, she was in that Sook Winder race and made a mess of the start. She's since had a trial, and she led and won a trial easily at the Gold Coast, so I expect her to go better today, Clairview Missy. And then 2 Better Reflection. Look, she's a very good filly. She was one of the favourites for the Magic Millions, where things didn't work out for her from that wide gate she was posted. But she pulled up with some soundness issues, so we haven't seen her since January. Only the one public trial, she ran second behind U-Thread over the 900 in Rock. It was a good trial, but she's going to be a tough assignment for her first up over the 1,200. 1.94 and 2.
1.94.2 in race 6. That run, if she runs well today, Gem of Scotland, I know Rexy Lift's got a race in Sydney in mind, so a lot of interest there. As there is in race 7, the Class 6 plate, and Jonker number 5 is up there on a good track, $2 right now at Tab. 1 Constant Flight, 5 to 4.80 this morning. 11 Tambo's made at $6.50. And 12 Brook Magic now up there for Steve O'Day at $7. Jonker, well, rival trainers just feel that the horse has been thrown in under the conditions of this Class 6, Maxi.
And we've got a lot of scratchings, and I think that's the reason why they've decided to avoid him. I must admit, when I heard the weather forecast on the radio this morning today, for the storm maybe hitting about 3 o'clock, if indeed it reaches Brisbane, I started to worry, because that's the main reason he's here, to avoid a wet track. But he's just so well handicapped here. If this was a straight handicap, he'd have 5 kilos more than the second top weight. He's here with 57.5. I mean, have a look at his form. He was a length off Classic Legend. He was about a length behind Red Zell. I think a neck behind Graf one day. That's super form for this, and he trialled like a beauty. Without his blinkers on at Newcastle the other day, his blinkers go on today. It looks a no-brainer. Number 5, Jonker. To beat number 1, Constant Flight, 2 runs back, 2 wins, beautifully ridden on both occasions. I just don't think he can give him a kilo and a half. Then number 11, Tambo's Mate. I love this horse. Terrific recent trial, but he's just bumping into a good one here. And then I've got number 10, Lifesaver, in 5, 1, 11, and 10. And the 9 gets a mention too. Jason Coyle's runner, Grimoire's not out of it either, but 5, 1, 11, and 10.
Yeah, I spoke to him on Thursday, Maxi. He said, or Wednesday, he said, the race has come up just stronger than what I thought it was going to be when we threw in the nomination. Horses come through, it's win well, but he's just a bit nervous of taking on Jonker in particular. To race 8, Meet Mr. Taylor, number 2, is the favourite at $1.80 at Tab. 10 Cool Sequence at $5, and 7 Publishing Power at $7.50.
Well, he's got this nasty gate over the 11-10 barrier 10. Having said that, he has overcome nasty gates in the past. Now, he's not a pinger, this horse. It takes him 100 metres to get his stride going. But he's just so tough, and he won't lie down. And clearly, he's the best horse in this race. So I'm going to take the punt on him from that wide gate. Look at his record, 10 starts for 8 wins. So 2 Meet Mr. Taylor to win. He's a little bit short in the market. He might get a little bit better than that. To beat number 4, Tasani Tomso, the good old boy, he's had 79 starts, 14 wins, and 17 seconds. Mm. He's on a hat trick. He's here as the Quinella horse, I feel, Tasani Tomso. Then number 10, Cool Sequence, who's up in grade here, but everything else looks good. And then number 5, Top Striker, probably a little bit past his best, but good enough to figure in the finish. 2, 4, 10 and 5.
The last race, and Oink here, number 1, is the $5 favourite. $5 favourite. Number 6, Six Sigma, is at $5.50. And 3, Bold Assassin, it opened up the other day at $12. It's now at $6.50. I know we've had the scratchings of 5, 9 and 13, but it has tightened over the last couple of days.
Yeah, well, Bold Assassin ran second at the Sunny Coast a couple of Sundays ago by an Alligator Blood. Alligator Blood's in Melbourne. At Caulfield tomorrow in the Guineas Prelude. Bold Assassin at 59, Alligator Blood at 53.5. So, yeah, and he's always had plenty of ability, so I throw him in the quaddies, throw him in everything, Bold Assassin. But I'm going to take the putt on the 12 here, Drummer Dwar. Corey Bayliss claiming a couple for Lorraine Earhart. Last prep she showed that she's a Saturday standard mare. And her two runs back over the shorter 1,200 metres have been eye-catching. She gets to the mile today. So around $7.50 or $8. I'm going to back her each way, 12, Drummer Dwar. To beat number 1, Oink. Now, he's back in good form. He was super here, 2 back, charging home down the outside. And then he won at Eagle Farm. That was a month ago. Since then, Kelly Sweet has given him a trial to keep him ticking over. A little question mark on him over the mile, though. But I clearly think he's next best here. Then number 10, Countess de Galvez. She'll race on the speed, give a sight. And definitely number 3, Bold Assassin. Inside gate, looks to map beautifully. 12, 1, 10 and 3 in the last.
Righto. So they're the 9 races. Have you got a best bet?
Well, it's race 4, number 3, Fisticuffs. And that jonker, I thought he'd be $1.50, so I didn't make him a special. But geez, at $1.95. He's the best $1.95 chance, there you go, that I've seen for many, many years.
All right, so they're the 2 there. Race 4, number 3, and jump on now with Jonker. Race 7, number 5, at that price at Tab right now. Good on you, Maxie. Enjoy your day up there at Doomben.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Michael Maxworthy joining us there with the latest in regard to that program. Now, we're about to look at Kembla Grange with Wayne Harris. Fine and a good 4. Repeating what's happened this morning with Winona Costin, she's broken a hand in a track work incident. She's currently at Wollongong Hospital, and the likelihood is she's going to be out for around 4 weeks, Winona Costin, so that's really bad luck for her. Some replacements through for her. Just going back to the first of those that have come through. So in race 3, Lee McGoran is now on Vienna Rain. Race 3, Vienna Rain is now Lee McGoran. And in race 4, Blake Spriggs is on Triscana. Race 4, Blake Spriggs on Triscana. I reckon there was a couple more, but yeah, there are, in fact. In race 1, Ilva Morney is Blake Spriggs. Race 1, Ilva Morney, Blake Spriggs. In race 6, Jean Van Overmeer riding Chapeur. Jean Van Overmeer on Chapeur. And race 7, Jean Van Overmeer is on Akoi. Race 7, Akoi, Jean Van Overmeer. And Wayne Harris, track work 4 this morning for Winona. We wish her the best. Likelihood, broken hand, out for about 4 weeks.
Oh, that's terrible to hear. She's been going quite well too, Andrew. And
yeah.
She's a tough little bugger. She'll be back.
Yeah, no, she's had problems, but she keeps coming back. And as you say, 4 weeks can look long right now, but it'll go pretty quickly. All right, mate, how's Kembla look today?
And I reckon it's a very good program. Not oversized fields, I suppose, but, geez, a bit of quality there. And the annual running of the Kevin Robinson Memorial Cup and the Price and the Robinson boys, they always try to pinch the cup back down near the Berry. But, good racing there today, Andrew.
All right, let's have a look at them, mate. The first race, Extraordinary Scratch from here at Rose Hill to run there. $2 right now over 6, Love Seat at $2.40.
Look, he has one race. It's a maiden and class 1 race, Andrew, but gee, I think he's been looking to eat up 2,000 metres. I've got 9, 6, 1 and 2. I do think that his runs have been quite good. The problem with him, he's got no tactical speed. He sort of gets back and does it tough in most of his runs, but he just keeps coming. I think there's a little bit of ability inside there, and I think it shows out today. So 9 on top. I thought number 6 would definitely be the danger, which is Love Seat, one of the Godolphin runners. And she didn't ever really get clear here at Kembla the other day at the last start. I know early in her career she got a skittle at the start one day, and nearly every start since then she's been a bit slow away and a little bit timid. So she was beaten by a stable mate here last start, but she's definitely the one to beat. Then I goes up to the top weight to Nesta. It went on Wyong Maiden, and then it jumped a few classes. It was beaten at Newcastle in the benchmark 64. So coming back to this grade, class one and Maiden, I'm sure it'll run well. The other one I've thrown in, he's going awful, number two, Heroic Fighter. Gerald's put a lot of gear changes on him here today, but he is coming back a bit in grade here, so he might be an improver. 9, 6, 1, and 2.
9, 6, 1, and 2 in race one. Race two, a Maiden over the mile. Two, Prospero's gone 340 into 290 with Gay and Adrian, the trainer. Number five, Kerwin's Lane at 360. And seven, Psychonic now at $5 at tab. Wayne?
I've gone the other way. I've gone 5, 2, 3, and 7. I've gone John O'Shea, Jeff Penzer. And isn't it great to see Jeff Penzer back and riding winners? Everyone likes him. He's just one of those likable guys.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him do well. And John O'Shea snapped him up here. Kerwin Flame, Blinker's gone on for the first time. Good draw. Only lightly raced. Big run first up in a strong city race. A last start, I should say. And I think Collada won it. Lewis has won since. And, you know, I think it'd be pretty hard to beat here today. But we'll get a big fight from Prospero. Blinkers go back on him again. Gay and Adrian obviously think that it might sharpen him up. He fought very, very hard here. Beaten favourite first up at Kembla recently. It was a pretty strong race. He from barrier one, he's got to be the one to beat. Three Diamond Padrill, very, very consistent. Her first up run here in the same race the other day was quite good. And the other one I've thrown is number seven, Kazonic. Blinkers go on it again. It's trying just to work this colt out, I reckon, the Friedman brothers. And he might run a race here today. So 5, 2, 3, 7.
In race three, Vienna Rain, down there today at Kembla, $1.65 right now. We've had the lone scratching of Pinsir, but this morning it's gone 175, 165. Manon Center, number four, is at 370, and the stablemate for Godolphin, the eight, is at $7. But Vienna Rain, the short price favourite here, Wayne.
Yeah, I've won 1, 4, 5, and 8. She was a drill acceptor. I didn't think she'd be that short. I made her a good thing, but we might just have a roll up with a couple of these. I just liked her debut run. I thought, oh, his debut run, I should say. What am I talking about? Yeah, as I said, Jill accepted. It was a huge run. He was back. He was wide. But I like the way he kept attacking the line, Andrew. And that was a nice, strong race at Canterbury there. Goes from the 1250 to the 1400 metres. And I think with that race experience, it looks a winner for mine. The Query horse is probably one of the Godolphin runners here at Mount Sonata. It's got a heap of gear on it here today, having its first run. Trials have been good, but Dagliadore can be a little bit like that. I'd just like to see him, see how he parades here, because he trialled quite nicely. And if he can keep it all together, he might be the danger for sure. Others, I've gone Just Society, one from the John O'Shea camp. Two nice trials coming in this. It's run back in June here, was okay. Bit of a slow mature, I reckon. And the other one I've thrown in is number eight, which is the other, I think it's the other Godolphin horse, Tonganero. Just with a bit of race experience, it might be around the money there. So 1, 4, 5, 8.
Race four, the Jim McGee Memorial Cup here over the 1400. Brunetta, number three for John Thompson. $2.90 and favourite now at tab. Number five, Nudge, is at $4. And number four, Lady Tavista, has been a mover this morning. Five now to a low of 440.
This is a very tricky race to line up, Andrew. Only lightly raced horses, good stables. I'm up in this way, 5, 4, 3, and 8. I've gone with the Waller runner, Chad Lever, to ride Nudge. It's got an ordinary barrier, but gee, its runs have been good. Should have finished a lot closer last start at Canterbury, only beaten just under two lengths, and was full of running. I've got it on top of number four, Lady Tavista. A couple of gear changes here today. I did a good job on debut. Did have to do all the hard work and was just grabbed late here at Canterbury recently, so I've got it in as a danger. Obviously, Brunetta, bit of an ordinary draw, but has its excuses, both its runs recently, so it could be the big improver. And I've thrown in the Waterhouse Bike runner, Tris Garner, first starter, not knocked around in its trials. 5, 4, 3, 8.
To race number five, this is a Maiden over the 1200. The Snowdens have got Oslo here, number seven, currently at 320 in favourite. 10, Bollywood, 390. And number eight, St. Ambrose, for Richard and Michael Friedman, a mover this morning, 480, 420, and now $4, number eight.
I've gone with it, 7, 2, 8, and 10. I've gone with Oslo. Andrew, a couple of his placings last prep were very, very good in the strong Maidens. And I just think coming here, his trials have been quite good. And I know Space Boy was beat at Hawkesbury the other day, but he trialled very well behind Space Boy there at Rose Hill, and I think he'd be primed here today from the Snowdens, and I think he's found a winnable race. I thought number two, Carte Blanche, I made it my horse to follow recently from a race here at Kembla Grange, was never ever on the track there on debut. It hung tough. It's got a senior rider on here today, and I'm sure it'll run well now. It's got the one barrier. The others, I've got number eight in the numbers, which you mentioned there, St. Ambrose. He's been gelded since his last prep. He's a bit of a one-pacer, but fresh legs under him first up here today. He did have decent runs in city class races last prep from the Freeman camp. And the other one I've thrown in is number 10, Bollywood, one of the Godolphin runners here. Her runs have all been quite good. She'll be around the money again. 7-2, 8-10.
Race 6, the Noah's Ark Berry Cup over the mile. And number 5, Maid of War here for Nick Olive, is the $3.10 favourite. 6, Destiny's Hero, $3.70. It's gone 4.370 this morning. And the Cartoonist, number 2, for Paul Cave, drifting out to 4.40.
And I've just lost my train of thought in my form guide. I've got them all mixed up. If you can just hang on a sec.
We've got three races to go here with Wayne, and this is the Noah's Ark Berry Cup.
Will we get two of each animal on there, Andrew, or not?
We need some rain. We'd like to build an ark.
True. But I've gone 6, 2, 1, and 5. I've gone with number 6 here on top, Destiny's Hero. Tell you what, he hasn't won for a while, but his placings have all been very good. And he went down fighting recently here at Kembla Grange. He goes well here at the track from the Jason Core stable. Got him on top of number 2, the Cartoonist, Paul Cave's horse, always around the money. He had a bit of a let up 4 weeks between his last two runs. So I think he'll strip fitter here today. One happy 70. He's had all bar one career run on his home track here. So his three wins have all been here, and he is a very consistent horse. And the other one I've thrown in, Andrew, is number 5, Maid of All, coming up from Nick Olive's stable, last start winner at Wagga. Will be trapped. It was trapped wide the other day, but a little bit harder here. But I think it'll run well. 6, 2, 1, 5.
Race 7, the Kevin Robinson Memorial Cup, and Proven Class here for Mark Newnham, number